We're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of the game will start soon. You're listening to Bowie Bay Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox. Our coverage of today will start soon. To Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. You're listening to Bowie Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will soon. Listening to Bowie Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon.
Welcome to Bowie Sox Baseball. Time now for the DCA Aging Systems pregame show.
It's the DCA Image Systems pregame show from PNC Field in Altoona. We're getting set for game four in this six-game series between Altoona Curve and your Bowie Bay Sox. Glad you're with us, Matt Sabatis from the ballpark in Altoona. Well, the day started out very beautiful. The clouds have come overhead. We're not in any danger of any sway, especially after the delayed start yet with the mid-afternoon downpours. But the sun has been up for a little bit of the day. It is finally to peek out, fortunately, and to a good day as Bowie, a new winning streak. The Bay Sox, boy, did they really show out of that resiliency last night after falling 9-2 after just two innings. They were able to rally back nine consecutive runs over the five innings, but were ultimately tied by a four run in the bottom of the eighth by the Curve. It's the second time this season the Bay Sox have scored more than 10 runs or more specific game, and still lost. And both times, they by exactly one run. The other time was the loss in 11 innings at the hands of the Reading Fightin' Phils 3 weeks ago. But Boots is getting the job done. They're what they need to do. They've collected 10 hits in five consecutive games. They just need to keep doing that. Actually, it's a tough ask to ask a team to 10-plus hits in every game, but the fact is that Bowie is still making the most of their opportunities, and they're doing good work to try and win games. They've won four of these last five. Hopefully the Bay Sox can just longer outing today from Ryan Watson. The big bugaboo yesterday was Stallings getting tagged for eight runs, a career-low inning and one-third. As we look ahead to today, he comes in with number 47 here, an 18-28 record, a losing streak. The Bay Sox are 4-6 for their last 10, and 7-13 when on the road. Altoona comes in for number 49 this year, 3-25 mark for the Curve, a game winning streak. They're 6-4 over their last 10, and an even 12 when playing in front of the home crowd here at G Field. The Curve are in fourth place in the Southwest Division, 5 games back overall. The division leading Erie Seawolves. Erie is only 1.5 game above second place Akron. Sox are 9 games out of first, 6th overall in the 6-team Southwest Division. Next closest Bowie is Harrisburg. There's some out. Bowie is a game and a half behind the Senators. Bowie and Harris will go toe-to-toe next week at FNB Field. Next closest team, Altoona, is Richmond. But Richmond, Akron, and Erie, they're all in heat for those top slots. Altoona is still 3.5 games back of this in third place. Starting pitching matchup for today's game, it'll be Nicholas versus Ryan Watson. Right-handers going toe-to-toe today. Starting with Watson for Bowie, it's always an accuracy of his. He's got a 2-1, 3.22 ERA. After up day for Stallings, Watson now is the team with that ERA mark. 6 1/3 innings of work for him this 42 strikeouts to only 7 out. Opponents hitting 219 against him. There's always been just an exception on his changeup, comp his good fastball to pick up those swings and misses when necessary. That's such a high strikeout-to-walk ratio. Always been able to pick up good placement pitches to pick up reasonable contact outs. But there is always one point, usually one point, sometimes one or two points in a game where Watson's location may be a little bit off, or he goes for a placement, probably wouldn't have been the best decision. He has given up a home run in 5 games entering this one. That was the only run he gave up in his against the Erie Seawolves. He only went 4 innings in that outing out, and as I said, you want to see maybe something a bit longer from Ryan Watson today. Could use a put-down pitch here or there. Hopefully, if Altoona is getting 80, maybe some of those quick early contact outs to get him through quick inning. On the other end for the Curve, it'll be Kyle's going for Altoona. A piece that the Pirates received from Miami this past offseason. That was in a Jacob Stallings deal to the Marlins. He's had a couple of clunkers there, but overall, his numbers are fine. 1-1 record with a 4-2-1 ERA, and that number itself is inflated by a career worst day against New Hampshire. I'll give you numbers on that in a second. He's gotten a third innings of work. He's 48 batters and walked just 14, but opponents hitting 218 against him, and he's given up 5 home runs. A lot of his numbers inflate in that career worst day against New Hampshire, April 23rd. He only tossed and gave up 9 hits and all earned on 4 of his 5 home runs. There's really just nothing you can do about that, as Nicholas has just been able to look at it since, work into the 5th in 3 of his following 5 starts. So that's what he's going for today. He's got a very good mix that Boo could have trouble with. Fastball that can touch 98 miles an hour, and then a call, a change, and a slider mix that all hover between the low to mid 80s. They're all in that range, and that can make it really, really difficult to discern which, if you don't deny that Bowie has, but it'll be difficult. You can't really slack off, and that's the good thing about Bowie, is that offensively really never slack off. They just keep a good eye out for that off-speed. So it'll be Watson versus Nicholas going head-to-head today as we on here with the DCA Imaging Systems pre. We got a lot more offense talk coming your second as we sit down with hitting coach Becker to get his thoughts on the team as a whole and how a handful of individuals are doing for Bowie. Jordan West and Gunnar Henderson a part of that mix, as well as J.D. Mundy and Maverick have really been seeing the ball well. We'll get to the ups down the line as well, a couple of notes for Bowie, but as we break now, we'll be back in just a little bit and bring in Becker. We're back after this. You're listening Sox Baseball.
Everyone deserves a smile, and Rad Orthodontics is here to help Bowie Bay Sox fans. Rad Orthodontics Insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisaligners, anyone can get the smile they've earned with our flexible payment options. Two of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the D.C. area, we love to see fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit RadSmile.com today and book your free consult. That's RADSmile.com for Rad Orthodontics, official provider of the Bowie Bay Sox.
Well, it's a busy day at Prince George's Stadium on Sunday, July 17th. Princesses and Pirates Day. Park. Don your shiniest crown, wear your slippers or your peg leg and your eye patch. Prince George's Stadium transforms into a fairy tale castle and a swash ballpark. It's also Louis Day Bash. Many of Louis' mascot friends will be on hand to celebrate what should be just a fantastic day at Prince George's Stadium. That's Sunday, July 17th, so get your ticket at Baysox.com.
From sprains to itches, sore throats to stomachs, and pulled muscles to poison ivy, care is around the corner at First. Walk in to see a doctor from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day. Here, x-rays, lab tests, and drugs are on site, and most major insurance plans are accepted. For root illnesses and injuries, Patient First is here for you. Patient First, the name fits.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day.
back in on the DCA Imaging Systems pre. Getting set for game four in this series in Altoona. Matt Sabat by hitting coach Brandon Becker. And really, just to put it simply, you pride for the way that this offense has been for a few days.
Yeah, they've taken care of business and the right things. Obviously, they've been taking care of business on and off the field, and it's definitely showing under the lights how competitive they've been and not in any at-bats and doing what they can help compete and change the scoreboard.
Obviously, a couple of individuals I want to focus on. Gunnar Henderson, multiple hits in his last three right now. What's next for him development-wise? He's obviously been a lot of his strengths for a guy at his age. What's going to be the next for him?
Just continue with his process, continue owning the zone, controlling the zone, making sure that he's getting in good counts. But I think the challenge for him is going to be left-on-left matchups. He has a very small sample size this year, but continues to grow, and he's capable of being at the higher levels. I think the left-on-left matchups is always going to be a challenge with him.
I brought this up with Kyle Moore a couple times. Do you take a lot of stuff in lineup order specifically? And the reason, and I know Kyle doesn't worry too much about it, but Jordan Westberg, he's table setter the last few days at the top of the order.
Skipper, that's all Skipper. There's conversations behind the scenes. Skipper does a good job putting together the line. Obviously, Westy's been a really good leadout for us, and it's definitely the last couple weeks. But now that's all he's doing, and he's doing a really good job with that.
We continue here on the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show with hitting coach Brandon. Cesar Prieto, good handle of things early on in his late career. He really seems like he has a great zone, and where to really put his hat. I looked at the numbers. He's only struck out twice since he got up here. That's something that you've picked up on. You noticed that as he's just gone about into this thing?
Yeah, obviously very aggressive hitter, very talented, but as far as only striking out twice, he's very aggressive early in the count. That's good in a lot of ways, but only needs a little bit more double-A exposure he will get, and swing is going to be a testament to his development, and he knows that. So as far as just getting more double-A exposure, facing really good veteran arms, just getting as much exposure under the lights with competitive pitchers is definitely going to be good for him as he progress the year.
Well, talking about swing decisions, Hundy last night, that first plate appearance where he to war with Omar, I think it was Cobos, the pitcher, but 11 pitches before he singled to left field. That was a heck of an at Mundy.
Yeah, he's had a couple of bats. He had a bat, and then he worked the 3-2 count that had the walk, and then which led to obviously a bomb for us to put on the board. So he's done a good job controlling that's really our testament to our hitting department as far as controlling the zone is going to lead to good things. So there's not going to be a night, even though we went down, and there's a big stretch between run differential. We came back and we did what we could to get back. So that's really what our guys are all about, competing 1-9. So it's been fun.
And then Davis Tavares came up with his first two hits at the double-A level, a two-run game-tying blast, and a key double in that ninth that eventually scored the 12th run for Bowie. For his second game, what are some of your early visions of him for us to get used to him?
He hits the ball extremely hard. Obviously, he job coming into a situation where with double-A exposure, obviously very tough baseball, but did a good job in, not scared, wanting the challenge day in, day out, and hard he can hit the ball to all fields. So impressive tool that Davis definitely has.
We have to talk about Maverick Hanley as well. He's been hitting the ball like no one else on at the moment. Had just the second day from any Bay Sox player this season. Obviously, he gets the day off today because catching is just such a physically demanding position. It's tough to catch 4 out of 5 games he has. But what's been the success recently? Is there anything that you can pin, or just the hard worker that he is?
I mean, there's a lot. A lot of the hard work he does behind the scenes. He obviously, we had discussions, our hitting coordinators, and him, there was a little adjustments that he needed to make, whether it's approach based and stuff like that. So owned up to it, and he accepted the challenge and kind of rode with that routine. It's 3 to 4 weeks, and it's definitely showing out. For him to be able to trust our opinions and really just for an extended period of time is really shows the success he's doing on the field. It's awesome because he trusts us, and he's one of the hardest workers on the team, and it's pretty cool to see his success starting to take off.
As we get things up, this is my main go-to question, and I think this is the first time we've chatted for roast season. You end the night, I know you're a busy fella, and you put in a lot of the work coaching staff on both ends, scouting the pitchers and putting together the reports for these hitters. But when you get a little free time at the end of the night and you're back at the hotel, you put on the TV or the streaming service, what's your go-to show to wrap up today?
Oh, go-to show? I guess right now, Stranger Flicks.
That's what everyone's been saying. Morgan McSweeney, he gave me the L pitch on it a little bit earlier today, saying got 2-3 weeks or something to catch up before parts out. I've never watched it, I'll admit.
It's a good show, but you see either a movie, put on Stranger Things right now.
All right, well, I appreciate the time.
Yeah, no problem.
That's Brandon Becker, DCA Imaging Systems pregame show. We'll be back in a bit. You're listening Baseball.
now is proud to partner with the Bowie Sox and provide their pest control services. For all your residential and commercial control needs, call Pest Now. For general termite control, mosquito control, and all other pest control services, now. You can reach us at 301-231-830 or visit us online at www.pestnow.com.
Are you interested in beginning or expanding on the pipe fitting, pipe welding, or HVAC service industry? Are you interested in a career path that will set you up for life experiencing any college debt? If you are interested in these things and you live in the area, the Steam Fitters UA 602 Apprenticeship Program is a choice for you. For more information on the apprenticeship program and how to apply, visit steamfitters-602.org. That's steamfitters602.org.
It's the Bay Sox Futures Club is to be a fan of the Bay Sox, and it's free for kids ages 3 through 12. Futures Club members get access to special members-only events, discount tickets, and free gifts for just signing up. Parents, head over to BaySox.com to set up your kids, so don't miss out on all promotions and giveaways at Prince George's Station and next. The Bay Sox Futures Club. Sign up now at BaySox.com.
Here in Altoona, as we continue with the Deep Imaging Systems pregame show, Matt's about you. Let's go ahead and take a quick look. This for both sides. There's not going to be any for Altoona in this one, and why should they scored 13 runs, leaving a 9-run second inning? They think they went with it, and they don't want to up with what's been working so far. That one batter in that starting lineup, that base, and that was Leover Peguero who birded. Matt Frazier leads it off. Slow follows, and then Peguero. He's actually a tough series, only 2-for-14. Mike Sable follows, then Matt Gorski and Aaron Shackelford after. Andres Alvarez had the dagger go-ahead run in the eighth inning after Bowie taking the lead after trailing 9-2 at one point. Alvarez, though, still bats seventh. Brent Sitta bats eighth. He's riding a seasons-long seven-game streak, and Lolo Sanchez was ninth. Bay Sox do make a couple of changes. 1-3 stay the same between Jordan Westberg, Gunnar, and Hudson Haskin. Henderson is really putting together the best series of all. He could be making a run for Eastern League Player of the Week at this point. 8 hits, 1 homer, 6 runs driven in. After Haskin, it's Adam Hall, then Coberts, who's catching today. Burke Handley caught 4 of the last 5 games for Bowie. Then Joey Ortiz, Andrew Dashbach is back in the lineup, and Davis Tavares will round out. He picked up 2 extra base hits today. Hopefully he can get on board a couple more times today and maybe set something up for Burke to drive in as the game progresses. Curve have taken the field, and we're ready to step aside one final time. We've got first pitch and all the play-by-play your way in just a bit. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a team of office technology professionals, your trusted advisors. From documentation, output devices, scanning and work, document security and storage, we understand people print, not printers. DCA Imaging, a call, 301-577-1021, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
Shooter displays by ZYFix will be lighting up the sky with timed fireworks shows following Bay Sox all season long. We will give you the best for your buck. Sky Shooter Display include traditional shows, true pyro musicals, custom choreographed, much more. The night sky is truthless, so don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out more by calling us 570-328-161 or visit us online zypyrotechnics.com.
Field flex packs with the Bowie Bay Sox. Value to see the best games at Prince George's Stadium. You could save up to 30% in seat from day one and enjoy a number of exclusive member benefits, including flexible exchange options and suite rentals, special access to the Bowie restaurant, and a free members pull at your first home game of the year. Get your pack now by calling 304-644-4860 or heading online to baysox.com.
It's time for Bowie Bay Sox Baseball, the base double-A affiliate of the Baltimore. Coverage of the 22 Bowie Bay Sox season is brought to Chesapeake Employers Insurance, DCA Imaging Systems, On the Green at First, Royal Farms, Dial Doctors, and ZY Pyrotechs. And now from the ballpark, it's time for Bowie Bay Sox Baseball.
Ready to go from Prince, from PNG, in Altoona. It's game 4 of game series between the Altoona Curve and your Bowie Bay Sox. Bot is with you from the ballpark in Altoona. Kyle Nicholas warms on the mound for the Curve. The starting lineup for the Bay Sox he'll face looks like this. At third base, you've got Jordan Westberg, Vaughn Henderson at shortstop, batting second. Baskin in center field bats third, Adam Hall at fourth. Cody Roberts is the catcher today, he bats fifth. Joey Ortiz, ace, bats sixth. J.D. Mundy, first base, bats seventh. Andrew Dashbach in left field, eighth. And Davis Tavares is in right field, batting ninth. The Bay Sox are the AA of Baltimore Orioles. They're managed by Moore, assisted by Brandon Decker, John Way, Tim DeJohn, Billy Facto, Calvin Christensen, video, Birchfield, athletic trainer. Bowie is 18-20 in the season, a one-game losing streak over their last 10, and 17 when playing on the road from Prince George's Stadium. Once more, that lineup for Bowie had Westberg, Henderson, Haskin, Paul Roberts, Ortiz, Mundy, Octavares, all to face off a right-hander Kyle Nicholas on the mound. ENG Field in Altoona, 325 feet down the line to both left and field, 405 feet to straightaway, and 385 feet alleys in left and right. Righty on righty to start as Nicholas at the chin and fires the first pitch home. It's a fastball that just misses high and away. 1-0 to start as we're at 6.01 p.m. 23-degree, partly cloudy day here in Altoona. The 1-0 to Westberg misses high, a fastball again, and it's 2-0. It was overcast for probably about 2 hours leading up toward first pitch, but the sun has poked through and there is blue above as the entire field is now in sunlight. The 2-0 bounced up the first line. That's a fair ball. Picked on the back near the ankle by Triolo. Sent to and it just skips past the glove. Brent Sitta. It might have actually hit off Berg too, but he's safe. It's the salient point. And the Bay have a leadoff runner aboard here in the top of the first inning. Could see that going down as a hit simply because of how weak it was hit and how hard it was at the corner. It is a hit. Westberg has hits in back-to-back games now, and for the second straight day, he's led off the game with a single. Jordan has hits in 8-9 now for Bowie. Excellent stretch for the third baseman. Here's Gunnar Henderson. They play him hard to pull. Pitch. Called a strike. Chop on the outer edge, and the count opens up at nothing. Henderson on the season, a 315 average with a 1030 CS. That number good for second in the Eastern League. 45 games per left-hander, 11 doubles, 2 triples. The 0-1 pitch misses inside in the dirt, smothered by the catcher, and the count goes even at a ball and a strike. 8 home runs this season, 34 runs driven in. A big-time go-ahead 2-run home this night. Capping was, at that point, a 7-run comeback from a 9-2 deficit. Runner, homer, made it 11-9. The 1-1, swing and a miss, change of 0, and the count goes to a ball and 2 strikes. But Henderson is on the leaderboards for the Eastern League categories. 3 average is 6th, 1037 overs is 2nd, 34 overs is 4th. Here's the 1-2. That hit him, got him on the hip. Or Westberg heads second base. Did that hit him on the hip? No, it bounced and Henderson dodged it. The catcher scampered to get it. So it's just a wild pitch. I really thought clipped a little bit off of Henderson. Just a tough angle from up here in the box. But a wild pitch is Westberg to second base and it just goes down. Or ball. Thought that one got him. Just runs the count to 2-2 instead. Next pitch from Nicholas is swung on and missed high for strike 3. Fastball is the first outing and the first of the game. Let's get you that of alignment for Altoona. While we've got the from left to right in the outfield, you've got Lolos, Matt Gorski, and Matt Frazier. Yolo at third base, Leover Peguero, Andres Alvarez at second, and Sitta at first. Blake stitches behind the dish for Kyle Nicholas on. Here's Hudson Haskin. First pitch to the right-hander. Misses down, is in, count opens up at 1-0. Haskin a 264 average this season, an 829 OPS and 41 doubles, no triples, 7 homers, 20. Pretty much win to speak of here at PNG. Here's the 1-0. And grounds it to the left side, and it boots off of Triolo into left. Westberg can't score because he was held up on that ball hit him. He goes to third base, though. Prop error on that weakly hit ball. Is first and third now with still one out for Adam Hall now to the dish. That's an error on Trio. Fifth this season while playing it. And now Adam Hall digs in. Kyle Nicholas, a 6-foot and 23-pound, 23-year-old from Massillon, Ohio. That's not too far from Akron. As the first pitch comes under Hall, it's called a strike and a foul away. Count opens up and nothing in one. This has made 9 appearances, all starts the curve. An 0-1 record with a 4-2 away. 36 and a third innings, 38 strikeouts, 14 walks, 5 homers, the 0-1. Misses the breaking ball, count evens. Nicholas has opponents at a 218 mark, and 4-5 home runs came in one outing. It was a career day against the New Hampshire Fisher Cats back in mid. 1-1. Bounced up the middle, could score the run as it's picked by the set. Saps on the bag, charges in first. It's in time. First base coach Tim DeChamps arguing on this one as Adam is retired and the end's over. So we got him on the first. Altoona coming on us and into Bay Sox baseball.
At Luminous Health, we want you to feel best. This summer, take the top on your annual health screenings. Visit our Anne Arundel Medical Center, Doctors Community Medical Center, or one of our primary care offices in your neighborhood. At Luminous Health, you are the enemy. Learn more at luminoushealth.org.
When your commercial plumbing project calls for a job done safely and on time, then your job calls for the Plumbers 5 Washington, D.C. Loc 5 will always deliver the most well-trained plumbing craftsmen in the deep. If you're a contractor who needs jobs done well, you need the Plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Start your partnership with them. Visit local5.org. That's local5plumbers.org.
By the first inning here at PNG Field, the Bowie Bay Sox coming up empty, top half of the frame, and now it's the curve to try and get going first. As Ryan Watson warms for the Bay Sox, the starting lineup for the Kill Face looks like this. Leoff in right field, it's Matt Frazier, followed by Triolo at third base, batting second. Leover Peguero, the shortstop, third. Sable, the catcher, bats fourth. Matt Gorski in center field, fifth. Eric Schilfer, the DH, sixth. Alvarez at second base, seventh. Brent bats eighth. And Lolo Sanchez field, bats ninth. The Curley affiliate of the Pittsburgh Pirates, by Kyron Madison, assisted by Dennis, Joe Nunnally, and Blake Butler, Victor is the athletic trainer. Altoona's 23-25 on the season, a one-game winning streak, 6-4, and 12-12 when playing in front of their here at PNG Field. Again, briefly, Frazier, Triolo, Peguero, Sable, Gorski, Shackelford, Perez, Sitta, Sanchez, all off against Ryan Watson. First home to Frazier, grounded to short, picking the legs by Gunnar Henderson, and sent low to first, but dug out by J.D. Moody, and that's how things get started quick in the bottom of the home frame. Defensive alignment from left to right in the outfield. You've got Andrew Detmock, Hudson Haskin, and Davis Tavares. Jordan Westberg at third, Gunnarsson at short, Joey Ortiz at second, J.D. Mundy is at first, and is the catcher behind the dish for Ryan Watson on the mound. Here's Triolo. First base home. Right-hander watches high fat for strike, 92 on the gun, and it's nothing one. Your umpiring crew for today, Tom Chernisky is at third base. Tom Florola is the crew chief over at first. Here's the 0-1, Triolo, ground third base side, quickly nothing in two. And then Ja Young Kim is called in strikes behind home plate. Ryan Watson, a 6'5", 15-pound, 24-year-old right-hander, Auburn, non-drafted free agent after the short 2020 draft, went to Auburn, has pitched well with Bowie this season, 2-1, 2-2 ERA. The 0-2, right out toward deep right field, Tavares on the corner, he looks like he has it squared up, and makes the catch mid-stride. Two away, and now Leover picks up. Bay Sox in their usual road gray jersey, the block orange on the front side, black cap orange, white home jerseys for Altoona, with the word mark curve on the front side in red. Bases empty here in a scoreless bottom of the first. Watt off against Peguero and fires the first pitch. It's a breaking ball called for strike on the outer, nothing in one. Peguero hitting 307 this season with an 8-2 OPS in 43 games, but he struggled in this series as the 0-1 is a curve to short, picked on the run at the knee by and sent to first. It was high and pulled Mundy. An error on Henderson, his fifth this season at shortstop. Peguero reaches and extends the inning. Oh, that error off of Jared Triolo. In the first inning, they've now hit Hudson Haskin with a hit retroactively. Looking up at the scoreboard just now, Haskin reached on a single bird. Here's Blake Sable, first pitch, peace out. Back to the screen. Count starts out at nothing and one. So that makes it a six game on Hudson Haskin. That was a ball, and there has been a little bit of dip down from the infield grass to the infield dirt, and it's already caught in troubles for Altoona's infield series. That's the second time. 0-1 to Sable. Misses high, a fastball. Count goes even. Sable, a 3-1 average this year, a 921 OPS in 37 games played. Doubles, two triples, five homers, 20 runs driven in, including two in this series. He's 5-for-10. Here's the 1-1. Wide. Breaking ball runs the count to 2. Watson, 36 and a third innings of work this year. He struck out 42 and walked only 7, up to just hitting at a 219 mark against. He has given up 6 home runs, though, including 1 in each of his last 5 innings. Here's 1. Curveball, a beauty. Called bottom edge of the zone, and the count even. Under at first and 2 away. It's a four-pitch offering. For curveball is one of his most seldom used breaking pitches. Changeup and slider are the two ahead, and he also features a four-seamer. Pickoff throw back to first, a little bit of a not too much juice behind it. Hunter doesn't slide, tag isn't implied, we'll just wait on the 2-2 offering. Wind's starting to pick up a little bit now out toward left center. Runner goes, the 2-2 to the left-hander is the ball, throw to second, and got him! That one on a dime from Cody Roberts behind the dish, but thrown out for just the second time this season. And essentially faces the minimum after Pedro reaches on the error. We're off second here at PNG Field. The PN Altoona are scoreless. You're listening to Sox Baseball.
Park on Friday, June 17th for a jam-packed night of promotions in Fox George Stadium. It all starts with fireworks at DCA Imaging Systems. It's our month sun night out with special ticket packs available at BaySoxShop.com. Finally, it's the Scouts BSA out. When you purchase a special ticket, you can camp out in the outfield at Prince Jim after the game. It all happens June 17th, so find out more and tickets now at BaySox.com.
If you own or operate a building or facility, or if you're a contractor that is located or operates in the D.C. area, there is no doubt that it is important for you to have the best trained and most qualified people working. Members of Steamfitters UA Local 2 provide the highest level of AC, mechanical, and specialty piping services to the various customers we serve. For more information of services we provide and for a list of companies you can hire, please visit steamfit602.org.
A birthday bash with the Bay Sox is the best ballpark. Bring your friends and family out to and be the star of the show. Dance the dugout with Louie, play games in the stadium, introduce a batter in the game, and even get to have the stadium sing. Bay Sox birthday parties, an unforgettable, one-of-a-kind experience at Prince George's Stadium. Book your by calling 301-464-488 or at BaySox.com.
Fans Cares around the corner at Patient Urgent Care that's open 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day of the year. Every first does on-site labs, x-rays, and prescription drugs. Patient First, the name fits. On to the second inning here, Tuna, a scoreless game. Cody Roberts for Bowie, the number 5 batter. He was the first pitch strike on a fastball up and away, nothing and one to start. Well, Nick, 13 pitches for his scoreless first, worked around a pair of singles. Watson took it a step further, only 11 scoreless first. Next pitch to Roberts, misses Ada, and the count evens. Cody Roberts, a .250 average this season, a .70 OPS in 26 games played, 5 doubles, no triples, 3 homers, 9 in. Here's the 1-1. Curveball, a nice one, hits the bottom edge of the zone for a called strike. It's 1-2. Well, it's a 4-pitch offering for Kyle Nicholas. Nicholas has 3 breaking pitches very well. They all hover around the low to mid-80s, so it can be difficult to pick them. Here's the 1-2 to Roberts. Fast wide. That one did notch up 6 miles an hour. That's the fastest we've seen today, and the count evens. But Nicholas can get it up to 90 points. We'll have to see if he tries that at any point this evening. 2-2. Here's 5 out to left field toward the corner. Is running. He looks up and it is on. Cody Roberts sent by. His 4th home run is a leadoff solo shot here in the second. Bowie leads once again. It's 1-0. That was a blast by Roberts. Line off the bat, but 357 feet away from home plate as the Bay Sox open up to a 1-0 advantage. Here's Joey Ortiz. First pitch, Ortiz pay for a ball, it's 1-0. That's the 6th home run given up this season by Kyle Nicholas, and remember what I said in the last inning. 4 of them were isolated, just 2 innings, and a start against New Hampshire. Next pitch, Ortiz pops up right to fair territory, baseman Sitta, who gloves it. And there's one away. Here's J.D. Mundy. He'll put the left-hander. .232 average for Mundy this season with a .650 OPS. 31 games, doubles, no triples, 2 homers, 13 drives pitch. Mundy watches curveball miss high, and the count opens up at 1-0. Well, I'm not a big fan of sending out, shouldn't say I'm not a big fan, I'm not usually to send out messages on air as the 1-0 is lifted foul left side, count evens at 1. But I do want to say, at the video chat briefly, it is niece Marin Hip's birthday. She turns 1 year old, and I've got her on the video chat with Florida. The 1-1 is fouled off left side, and it's 1-2. And I say right now, happy birthday, Marin. I love you very much, little girl. She's having a very great vacation down in Florida right now. Right now, the Bay Sox are having a pretty good day as they lead 1-0. Next pitch to Jay Mundy, though, is a curveball called for strike the bottom inside edge. That's the strikeout for Kyle Nicholas. Both first one looking. Now here's Andrew Dashbach. Righty on righty as Dashbach digs. And the first pitch home. Fastball called strike top half. Count opens up in the one. Dashbach on the season, a one average, 705 OPS in 30 played, a double, seven homers, six driven in. Here's the 0-1. Misses high, a breaking ball. Came in at a ball and a strike. Bases empty, two away here at the top of the second inning. Bowie taking the lead off home run by Cody Roberts. As the 1-1 comes in, Dashbach swings through fastball. Gets to a ball and two strikes now. That's the other thing Nicholas does very, very well. He places his balls with great precision. That's a fun game between him and Ryan Watson. They each have just excellent location. 1-2 pitch. Dashbach grab foul, third base side. We'll stick around and do one more. When I was talking about that heavy mix of breaking balls, you get this, was trying to get the swings and misses in the first, couldn't. Bowie still got such a good on two, is a fastball that misses. Count goes even at two here on Dashbach. And it already looks like Nicholas is trying to compensate. He's been using the fastball a lot just because Bowie laid off so much at 2. Fastball misses away again, and the count runs full on Dashbach. He still doesn't have a base hit full counts this season, but he's drawn full counts. Did it a ton in the month of April. Led the league, actually. Down and away, ball four. That's what Dashbach has done so well this year, too. The numbers have dipped a little bit, especially since the midway point of May. But that is his 26th walk season. And about 24 of them, my estimate there, have been on full count. He'll run it full, maybe foul off here or there, but run up that pitch count and still get the free pass. The biggest improvement in Andrew Dashbach's season. Here's Davis Tavares, which right-hander fouls it off right side. And the count opens up at nothing and one. Tavares, a 2-for-9 mark in his AAA career. This is just his third game. And both of his hits came in his last two plate appearances at the tail end of last night's game. But they were both very big hits. Here's the 0-1. This oiled foul again. Too far ahead of a ball away. Goes to the right side. The count quickly to nothing and two. Harris had a game-tying two-run home run in the top of the inning. And then had a double inning when Bowie was trailing by two, eventually run. The 0-2 bounces in. Dashbach thought about trying to advance, but it was kept in front by Blake Sable, and Dashbach heel turn sprinted back to first base. Runner at first here in the top of the second inning as Bowie lead nothing. What was about a maybe muggy for a couple of hours has turned into a beautiful early evening. Altoona. Nicholas fires the 1-2 to Harris. Thought about it, but pulled curveball low. And the count even at 2-2. Nicholas got a bit of a half squat and comes set at the chest. Drops to the waist and fires the 2-2. Tavares fastball up and in. Count runs. Well, you could tell Nicholas was bringing out those breaks a little bit again. Tavares has picked up on it quickly. If you heard our conversation with hitting coach Brandon Becker during, he was talking about how some of these new additions, they're early attackers. Off pitch as Dashbach rolls over, bounced over towards second, backhand Alvarez, and sent on to in time. 4-3 put out ends the frame, but not before Bowie top. Lead off home run by Cody Roberts of the season. We're on to the bottom second here in Altoona. Bowie up 1-0 to Bay Sox baseball.
On the Green Incorporated is your care team, providing professional organic care program for residential and commercial. Our lawn care programs provide quality results. Each service is custom tailored with guaranteed results for even the top lawns. On the Green also offers control services. Mosquitoes, ticks, and more. Safely and effectively control insects and enjoy the outdoors with On the Green Incorporated. Go to On the Green Inc.
Youth baseball camps are back in 2022, and registration is open. Three sessions this summer, led by Hall of Famer and former Rookie of the Year, Al Bumbry, along with former base outfielder Stephen Bumbry. Kids will take an in-depth on-field instruction, go head-to-head in camp-wide game at Prince George's Stadium. All campers get a sock hat and a ticket to a Bay Sox game of their choice. Space is limited. Go head to baysoxshop.com and reserve at a Bay Sox Youth Baseball Pay.
Sky Shirt Displays by ZY Pyrotechnics will be lighting up the sky with flying fireworks shows following base games all season long. We will give you best bang for your buck. Sky Shirt Displays include traditional shows, pro musicals, custom choreographed, much more. The night sky is truly limitless, so don't be shy. Give ZY. Find out more by calling us at 570-328-1361 or visit us online at ZYPyrotechnics.com.
Bottom of the second inning here in Altoona as Bowie holds on to a one advantage. Matt Zavada is with you from field. Ryan Watson back to as Blake Sable digs back into the... He was at the plate when the last inning in for the curve. First pitch home to the left hand. This is inside a fastball. It's 1-0 to start. Sable had run the count full on a pitch out. On that same pitch out, Leover Peguero tried second base and was caught. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Lefty spoils it foul wide and the count evens. Give you his numbers a goal. At the moment, he's leading this team in edge. 321 mark with a 9-1 OPS in 37 games played. 8 doubles, 2 triples, 5 home, 5 driven in, and he's really hit Bowie well in this series. 1-1. Popped up side, but foul. This one will tail out of play in the count to 1-2. Sable has actually started the rallies, too. A single in the bottom of the 8th inning last night opened up the 4-run game for the curve that jumped ahead, leading to that heartbreaking loss for Bowie. Had a pitch RBI the other day. Next foul, first base side. And it stays at a ball and two strikes. It's a pinch hitter in the bottom of the ninth inning. And Bowie's 5-3 win on Wednesday drove in a run, represented a winning run himself at first base. Actually, check that, a tying run at first base, and was left stranded. This is empty, nobody out. The 1-2 from Watson bounces in. Curveball registered at 81. That was even at 2. I'm going to have to ask, I really wonder why the Skyline roller coaster hasn't been going at all. Maybe it's a later in the attraction. 2-2 to Abel. Curveball misses high, and the count is full. Technically, this will count that Ryan Watson has worked. 2 again to Sable, ran the count full in the first inning, but it was a pitch out. It was used to try and catch the runner stealing, but it did. Watson deals the payoff. Left Abel watches up and away for ball 4. Lead-off walk by Watson. That's only the 8th walk allowed all season. Now goes on to Mworski. A little bit of shadow pushing on to the Altoona side of foul ground. To the infield, though, all of fair territory, basking in the sunlight for now. Mworski digs in, first pitch to the right-hander, wide. And the count starts at 1-0. That's 4 consecutive pitches out of the zone for Ryan Watson after his head on Blake Sable, 1-2. That's the first pitch ball for Watson as we include Sable's. He didn't have a first pitch ball in the first inning. Next pitch, pop side foul. This one will float play as the count evens at a ball strike. Fremont Park, they've got the go-karts going. I see them right now through the roller coaster. But that Skyliner roller coaster has been dormant all series. I've seen it going for. Last season it was fully operational. I even took a ride on it, but I wonder what the problem is. 1-1, swung on miss, change up low, the count to a ball and two strikes. There's still plenty of time for roller coaster talk. Gorski at 267 average this season, 789 OPS, just 8 games since being called up from High A Green. 1 homer, 5 runs driven in, down and away, and the count evens. Home run did come in his double-A debut, however. So he is settling just a little. He's drawn 4 walks in this series against the strikeouts. One of the most patient batters. Called strike. Oh, that was a late ring up on a fastball low. Gorski couldn't, but he hovered in the box for just a moment and pretty much rests his chin on his shoulder while looking back at the umpire, maybe chirping something on his way up, but he departs. First strikeout for Ryan Watts evening for this season for the right-hander. And I will admit, that one did hit the zone. Wasn't much. Well, we'll take it. No complaints here. Here's Eric Eckelford. First pitch. Runner feigns the takeoff. It's a bunt up the third base line. Coming in at Westberg. He bare hands and can't go any. That was perfectly executed because it draws the attention Kobe Roberts and from Ryan Watson. The Bay Sox batteries have been great at fielding bunts over the past 2 weeks. Put a steal attempt. They're going to pay attention to that. Turn their focus there, not be able to pounce on the ball, or the bunted ball to be more specific. That's a very nice play by Aaron Shackelford. Ends his hitting streak to four consecutive games now and puts tying run scoring position with one away for Andres Alvarez, who had the go-ahead three-run home run last night. First pitch right-hander is a curveball that misses down and away, 1-0. 274 average for Alvarez this season, a 16 OPS in 29 games played. Four doubles, two triple homers, 21 runs driven in. Little bit on the pull side for the infield, but that's more to try and turn two. 1-0 pitch. Alvarez pops it up behind home plate. Touches down just in front of the press level. And evens it a ball and a strike. Alvarez only has three hits in this series, driven in five runs. A little bit more here with first and second and one away in the bottom of the second as Bowie leads 1-0. 1-1. Called strike. Fastball hit the bottom edge. Welched by Watson. Count goes to 1-2 strikes now. Still no wind. We're seeing breezes here and there. Thing that really looks like it would affect him. Watson sets by the ear. Drops down to the waist. Fires the 1-2. Ball lofted out toward deep left center. Dashbach running, looking up, and it's over his head, hops the wall. This could score one, maybe two, as the from first stops at third. But rounding from second is Sable. He's down to score. The game is tied at one on Andres Alvarez, one out RBI double. Massive alleys here at the field are so hard to navigate. As Alvarez picks up his of the season, RBI 2. And now go-ahead run is at insurance run in scoring position. There's still only one out. Whole infield plays in, normally do in these scenarios for Boone. Number 8 bat, first pitch is waved on, a change way. Count nothing in one. Sitta's been a hot 2. 243 average with a 45 OPS in 21 games. But he does have hits in seven consecutive games. That's a season's high for him. 0-1. Ball bounced to short. Runners stay picked up by Henderson. Sent to first. Two out. That's what you needed. Sent the curveball down low. Sitta couldn't but chase after it. You get that weak contact on that breaking pitch. And now Watson, opportunity to keep it at just a 1-1. Here's Lolo Sanchez. Pitch. Swinging a piece. Held off third base side toward the base on deck circle. And the count opens thing in one. Sanchez, a 257 average, 742 OPS. Four games played for the left fielder. Five balls, no triples, two homers, fifth in this year. Second and third with two away. Now a 1-1 game. One. Sanchez watches fastball. Nick the inside for a called strike. It's nothing in two. Already the inning, though, for Ryan Watson. So it was his 21st pitch in this leadoff walk, then a single, and an RBI double. Mixed in with a strikeout and a ground out as the 0-2 comes. Sanchez watches high fastball. Count to a ball and two strikes and couldn't get him to chase. 273 average the season for Sanchez with runners in scoring. That's a couple of ticks overall average. As the 1-2 in. Just midway, a changeup. Watson trying to nibble on the edges right now ahead of Sanchez 0-2. That's how he started with Sable. He was ahead all in two strikes, but then tossed three zone while Sable just refused to go at him. Sable drew the walk and now scored. The 2 to Sanchez. Fouled up right side, a breaking pitch. And the count stays. That one did hit middle, though, so that could be a good set for Ryan Watson. Change where your eye's looking and then try to feed him something away again to get him to chase. But if Sanchez runs the count full, it's a dangerous situation. The 2-2. Rope to picked on the line by Westberg. Oh, he had to spin on that one in front of him, but Westberg pulled 97-mile-an-hour liner into the inning. Altoona does get one on a one-out RBI double by Andres Alvarez. And as we go third here at PNG Field, it's a one-game Bowie and Altoona. For this, you're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
It takes time to get rich, flavorful coffee beans from lush mountain regions of Colombia to Royal Farms. but a minute to get yourself a delicious cup of the finest and freshest coffee in the world. Because Royal Swiss-made coffee machines grind those rich, flavorful coffee beans, them one magnificent cup at a time. It's why Royal Farms makes the freshest, best coffee in the world. Real fresh, real fast. Royal Farms.
Get your gear and memorabilia from your Bay Sox players and futures to the Baltimore Orioles at the Tex Team Store. Jerseys, half bats, and balls, all at great. Located right of the main gate at Prince George's Stadium and online at BaySox.com, the Tackle Box is the only place to get the best Bay Sox gear you and your favorite fan. It's Tackle Box at Prince George's Stadium, SoxShop.com.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted. From document creation, output device, and workflow, to document security and storage, we understand people print, not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-21, or find out more about how we can help you. DCA.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
Third inning here, Tuna, as Bowie and Altoona at one. It's the top of the base, two up against right-hander Kyle Nicholas, and the pitch to Jordan Westberg is bounced foul side. Westberg took a hard one, but it bounced out to a knee. Nothing and one to start. Westberg singled in the first inning as the next one fouled off third base side. This one harder as Westberg was earlier on the changeup. Count goes to nothing quickly. Nicholas fires, Dan Westberg bounces this one up the middle, and that's booted by Peguera. A tough series. His 11th error at shortstop this season allows Westberg to reach for the second time today. I think Peguera committed an error as well. Yep, he did. Yeah, he left J.D. Mundy to reach in the third inning in yesterday. Now, combined with his tough test at the plate, Peguero is just having a real hit. He's 2 for 15 in this series. He's now committed two errors. Here's Henderson. Pickoff throw back to close, but not in time. Westberg slides in safely. He's been picked this season, I believe. Once by the catcher, once by the pitcher. First pitch home to Henderson now. Breaking ball that bounces in. Kept run by Blake Sable, and the count opens up at 1-0. Henderson struck out swinging first inning. In for the pregame show, heard our conversation coach Brandon Becker. He answered a question that I think a lot of folks have been pondering about, and I'm putting that kindly, it's more yet out on social media. As the one up in is driven high and deep but foul, left. This one will get out of play before fielders even cross the foul line in count evens at one. And I went blank. I said, well, what's the next step in Gunnar Henderson's development? Because he's proven a lot here at this level, especially at the age. And he said he needs probably a little bit more sample size against left-handed pitching. And it's something that I think a lot of us glossed over, myself included at point. As the 1-1 is called a strike, a low fastball, count to 1-2. Henderson is only hitting 147 against left-handers, 502 OPS, just one run driven in. But he's not gotten that many opportunities against them. The other thing. Here's the 1-2. Swinging a line shot out toward right field for a base hit. Does Westberg try to go to third? He does. It's picked by Frazier. Sent it and cut off. Westberg goes first to third on the rip single by Henderson. The Bay Sox have a good run at third base now with nobody out the third inning. Four-game hit streak for Gunner after goal. And now on to Hudson Haskin, who already has a single of his own. Yeah, they gave Haskin a single first inning after initially ruling it as an error on the third baseman, Jimbo. And that did kind of surprise me. It wasn't a hard-hit ball. First pitch to Huddy. Misses hot. Fastball starts a 7-0. It's already up to 45 pitches so far. He's usually up toward 80. Season's high is 8-4. That was in his last start against Harrisburg. Five innings. Here's the 1-0 to Haskin. Misses high again. A changeup, though. Count to 2-0. First and third with nobody out here in the top of the third inning of a 1-1 game. Runner at third would be an unearned run. Doesn't matter to Bowie too much. They just want the lead back. 2-0 pitch to Haskin. Fouled off. Back our way. That one hits off of a seat back. Probably only a row or two in front of us. And a handful of kids are going to scramble for that one. John Moses. They can't see it over there in the Altoona. They both poke their heads out trying to find it. The 2-1. Haskin drills it out the old corner. Frazier running back. He's got it aired. And against the warning track makes catch, but that gives Jordan Westbrook a time. He tags and scores. Bowie in lead. That's the second game in a row. Hudson Haskin sacrifice fly on his leisure. Bumps him up to 5 runs driven in this season. And again, that's Aptus Stadium. 95 miles an hour line and 340 feet away. That would have been a surefire 3-run home run. But the way these corners built and the way they cut back deep as soon as you hit the foul line at PNG, a lot of balls that wouldn't at Prince George's Stadium are just flyouts here as long as you've got a fast outfield. First pitch to Adam Hall is called as fastball hits the outside edge. It's nothing in one. Henderson a delayed steal. The pitch home is going to lower outside corner, and they get Henderson on the throw. It was hit to second base, and Andres out just bopped the tag down quickly to eliminate Henderson. He tried to slide around just a little bit, but didn't do. Henderson is thrown out for just second time this season on his 15th stolen base attempt. 4 the way it goes. I'm so Bowie hasn't actually tried to take back Blake Sable either. Because Sable has now 4 of 20. Bowie's been a relatively fast team. That's just an interesting mark. Ready quickly, nothing and 2 on Adam Hall. And his empty 2 outs. Next pitch. That one just misses low fastball. A ball and 2 strikes into a double play. In the first inning, that end aim and a potential Bowie rally. The 1-2 misses wide a fastball. Oh, fans are groaning about that one, but that is not a pitch to groan about. The last pitch was closer to the zone than this one just was. But now it's a 2-2 count. The pitch home to Hall. It's tickled over to the right side and over the Andres Alvarez at second down for a hit. Hall's got hits in 3 of his last 4 games now with a 2-out single here in the top of the inning. The frame continues Bowie as they've now collected, what, hits on the day? Yeah, that's the 5th hit for the Bay Sox. Stretch going. This is the second most hits that Kyle Nix has given up in any single game this season. Second only to that career worst day in New Hampshire when he gave up 9 runs all earned in just 2 innings. First pitch, Roberts is lifted up the first baseline foul. Look out, and the kids' part touches down just in front of the entrance to the right field corner. Nothing in the start on Roberts, who's lead off the second inning, opened the scoring today. As Bowie now leads 2-1. 3-0-1. Watch it. A back pick to first. And throw not received. Bit off of the glove of Brent Sitta. I don't think he was prepared for that throw. Both he and Adam Hall had to scamper pick it. Adam Hall is a stolen base threat, too. He's a perfect 9 for 9. But he has been taking things a little slow over the past week plus. The one half swing, but Roberts down on a changeup low and away. Count goes to a ball and 2 strikes. Nick sets. There goes Hall. 1-2 is popped up foul. Side. This one will get out. Just in second deck. Touches down onto the lower bowl. Count stays on Roberts. But Nicholas getting up there now. He needed 13 pitches in the first. About 20 in the second. And now he's up to 57. 2 outs here in the top of the third. Hall stays put on another 1-2. And it's strike 3 away on a changeup. Roberts could probably put up a fuss about that one if he wanted to. But Cody Roberts is not that kind of guy. Pitch was definitely a bit wide. Out ends the inning, but Bowie retakes the lead on an unearned run. Jordan Westbrook leads off with an error. Scores on a sack fly by Hudson Haskin. At the bottom of the third, Bowie's ahead 2-1. We're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Nitro Circus is back with an tour coming to Prince George's Stadium on June 5th. Fueled by new athletes, new tricks, and the craziest contraption. The Bat and Rat Tour presented by Asia is the sketchy, scary, and curvy dangers of big air action sport. Hilarious comedy of Nitro's lit daredevils who risk their lives to send it. Bowie, it's going down at PM on Sunday, June 5th. Tickets low as $35 are on sale now at Baysox.com.
Most people don't know what a steam fitter is. More importantly, what we do and how it impacts you. Just take a moment to think about what your world would look like if you didn't have the ability to generate electricity, to have heating or air conditioning. microchip production, internet service, web-based storage service, and frozen or refrigerators. Could you imagine? And these are some of the things that we impact. Please, steamfitters-602. Let's talk about how we can bring value to you.
Make sure you've got your Jedi folks ready on Saturday, July 6th for Star Wars Saturday at Prince Stadium. Dozens of Star Wars skaters out at the ballpark, take part in interact and lightsaber battles, and you bid on specialty game-worn jerseys by the Bay Sox players at the game. It's all sponsored by Taco Bell, and it comes on Saturday, July 16th. So tickets now for Star Wars Saturday by heading to BaySox.com. Home half of the third, Altoona, as Bowie is back ahead one. Matt Frazier leads off in the first pitch home for Brian Watson. Place changeup in the lower outside strike. It's nothing in one. Frazier the leadoff man, followed by Jerry Olo, then Leover Peguero. Next pitcher rips it over to third on a hard curve picked by J.D. Mundy. He waves off Watson and sprints to first himself, the three unassisted. One to start the frame as Jared Triolo's up. For Altoona, 5 for Bowie. Curve have just made the most of their contact when it came up. A surprise bunt single by Aaron Shepard, well executed. Back in that second inning, then an RBI Andres Alvarez. Here's Trio, first pitch, grounded to third. Holding back on it, Westberg, to avoid that tricky infield grass transition. He sends to J.D. Mundy for the out. Three pitches and already two outs. Watson here in the home half of the third inning. For Watson, he threw 25 pitches in the second inning. After giving up off walk to Blake Sable, then falling behind for a little bit off key before striking him out, and then two for Lolo Sanchez for a while before lined out to end the inning. Here's Leover Pitch. Lifted foul, right side of play. Mundace, but it's on to the lower bowl, about eight rows up. Count starts out at nothing. What a tough series it's been for Leover Peguero, and you fear a guy who came in on a 10-game hitting streak. He only has two in the whole set. Here's the 0-1. Breaking fouled off, might have hit his foot, but it rolls over toward the Bay Sox dugout, and the count already nothing at two. Peguero did an error in the first inning. It was a throwing error. Henderson went a little bit high, and J.D. Mundy had to hop to get it, pulled his foot off the bag, but Peguero was caught stealing to end the frame anyway. And now Watson looks to punch him out. The 0-2 pitch bounces in. Ball count goes to a ball and two strikes. Well, I said it pregame. What Bowie needs the most from Ryan Watson right now is a lengthy outing. They had to rely on Griffin McLarty longer than they anticipated yesterday. Same from Cameron Bishop. Here's the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him with a curveball away, and it's a 1-3 inning for Ryan Watson. Ended with strikeout. On to the fourth here at Field in Altoona. It's Bowie 2, Altoona 1. You're listening to Bay Sox Big.
The best way to take a Bay Sox game is with a group outing at stadium. Everything from entertaining clubs to birthday parties and even fundraising opportunities for your team, the Bay Sox offer plenty of options for your group at unbeatable rates, with plenty of options on suites and decks around the ballpark. Your group can eat their fill and have an unforgettable time. Find out more and schedule your link by calling 301-464-4880 or link to BaySox.com.
Incorporated is your lawn care team, providing professional organic-based lawn care for residential and commercial lawns. Our lawn care programs provide ball quality results. Each service is custom-tailored results for even the toughest lawns. On the Green also offers outdoor pest control services. Mosquitoes, ants, and more. Safely and effectively control insects and enjoy the outdoors this summer. On the Green Incorporated. Go to onthegreeninc.com.
It's a game of specialists. Base steal, closers, cleanup hitters. Together, they help their team stand out from the rest. Specialists also help set Chester's Insurance apart from other workers' compensation insurance companies. Our health service team includes orthopedic surgeons, case managers, a physical therapist, and all to get your employee back to work, contain costs, and keep premiums down. It's teamwork. To learn more, connect with or visit Chesapeake Employers at CIWC.com.
We're on to the fourth inning here in Altoona. Bowie holds on to a 2-1 advantage. Matt sits with you from PNG Field. Al Nicholas back to work for the curve. He's against Joey Ortiz, J.D. Mundy, Andrew Dashbach to start out this frame. Ortiz watches fastball called for the inside edge. It's nothing in one. The velocity for Nicholas is dipping a little bit. What we were reading was 90-96, maybe up to 98 at points. That last one was at only 93. Offering is fouled off right side button. It's nothing in two. Yates already up to 68 pitches after those two offerings to Ortiz. 60. He was at 58, fired at 60, so I just combined the two numbers. 60. The 0-2 called strike three, fastball low and away. Ortiz saw three straight fastballs, two of them blow by, foul off, and he's down on strikes. Fourth strikeout for Kyle Nicholas. Three of them have been. And now on to J.D. Musk, strikeout looking himself in the second inning. Little bit of a pull on for Tanner in the first pitch is a breaking ball. Misses, I suppose. Probably looks like it should have gone for a called strike. It was on the higher side, but looked like it was in the zone. 1-0 D, however, he'll take it. Next pitch. Hooked up behind home plate. This one should get stadium as it sails overheads and the count goes even in a ball and a strike. Just so fun plate appearances yesterday as the one comes up and away. Counts to 2-1. I'm going to remember those while because you just keep track of too many plate appearances, but when you see a guy rattle off an 11-pitch at and win with a single, that one sticks with you. Sims. Next pitch to Mundy, misses up and goes to 3-1. And there's just been so much market improvement from every base soccer offensively this season. The 3-1 watches inside for ball four. So he's drawn walks in back-to-back games, 10th of the season. And the second one given up by Kyle Nichols. And Nickel has walked quickly two batters now in each of his last four starts. He's never walked more than three in any of his starts this year. And he has been a pretty high volume strikeout arm, at least eight in two of his last three. Here's Schmuck. He drew a walk his first time up, and the first one was a called strike on a fastball middle down. First, one away as Bowie leads 2-1 at the top of the fourth inning. A beautiful day. As the 0-1 comes in, Dashbach bounces it up the middle and through the gap for a base hit. Mundy will jog to second up there. Dashbach has hits in back games now in three of his last four as Bowie continues to cook their sixth day here with just one out in the fourth. Davis Tavares. Righty on righty as Nicholas comes. Stares back, much second. And first in. Curveball misses in. Count starts up. Tavares grounded out to second. Back in the fourth inning. He's been ground plenty. Didn't do it at all yesterday, but still has a ground out to fly out ratio. 1-0. This one, right side of the infield. Runners stay put. Fly rule is in effect. It's by Andres Alvarez, and that's the second outing. Second baseman with the catch, and now back up to the lineup in Jordan Westberg. Just flipped on the lights here at PNG. They're carrying, at best, 2%. Still a very nice day. It's incredible how much they're up after we had overcast around 5:30, only a half hour before first pitch. Nicholas back to the rubber before we get going. Westberg misses this ball. Count starts out at 1-0. Westberg has reached twice, scored once, been to third times. He singled in the first, got to third and was left stranded, reached on an error in the third, and scored the go-ahead run for Bowie. Earned, but Bowie still leads 2-1. A late wave on a curl down. Westberg, real stake as he was halfway through. Can't catch with it, though, as the count goes even at 1. Nicholas sets. Fires the 1-1 to Jordan, and it's curveball swung on and missed. Worked the first time. Why not try again? It worked. Count to 1-2. Well, they do have a couple of up in the bullpen for Altoona. Nobody on the mound. Bullpen catcher isn't there, but there are a few folks milling around as Nicholas is 73 pitches. The 1-2 to Westberg. That one bounces in. Westberg problem laying off of the slider that time. Count goes even at 2. Nicholas sets, looks back Mundy at second. The 2-2 to Westberg is swung on it for strike three. Chases on the changeup down and away, and the inning is over. Bowie gets a pair of runners on base with only one out, but a pop out and strikeout end the threat. Five for Nicholas so far. Bottom of the cup, Bowie ahead 2-1. You're listening to Fox Baseball.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology ready to be your trusted advisors. From creation, output devices, scanning workflow, to document security and storage, and people print, not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 317-577-102, or find out more about how we view DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
Hey, BSOX fans, if you've got a tutor or educator in your life that's meant a lot to you, or if you're one yourself, then you don't miss out on the BSOX Educator Appreciation Week from Tuesday, June 28th, Friday, July 1st. Teachers and educators with school ID at BSOX Ticket Office, two free tickets to a game choice between those days, all sponsored Educational Systems Federal Credit Union. It's Educator Appreciation Week at Prince George Gym, Tuesday, June 28th to Friday, July 1st.
Sky Shooter Displays by DY Pyrotechnics will be light eye with top-of-the-line fireworks shows and Bay Sox games all season long. Give you the best bang for your buck. Shooter displays include traditional, true pyro musicals, custom craft plays, and much more. The night's truly limitless, so don't be shy. ZY a try. Find out more by calling us at 570-321-361 or visit online zypyrotechnics.com.
Hey fans, Pest Now is a proud sponsor of the Bay Sox, and they provide pest control services for Georgia Stadium. That's how you know they're reliable. For your residential and commercial pest control needs, give them a call at 301-233-300 or online now.com. Home half of the fourth inning here in Altoona. Bowie leads 2-1. Ryan Watson back to work, faces off against four fun lineup. Blake Sable, the left-hander, leads. First pitch, lifted foul, left side of play, nothing in one. After Sable, it's Matt Gorski, then Aaron Shackle as Watson cuts off his first perfect inning. He faced the minimum in the first, allow a base runner on an error, picked up two ground outs and a strikeout in the third. Next pitch home is a fastball that misses high, and the count goes even and a ball and a strike. The 1-1. Sable fouls it off a guide, having a tough time with those changeup. Count to a ball now. It's just a 7-pitch third inning, Watson. Something the Bay Sox are desperate for right now, especially after Stallings only went an inning and a third yesterday. The 1-2, Sable pokes this the line at third, but it will touch down, just foul, barely. That one probably by about 2 feet, 3 feet. The way it hit off of the bat, you thought that maybe it could just keep slicing and slicing, but no, it just kind of straight the entire time through. Count stays at a ball and two strikes out. As Bowie leads 2-1 here in the fourth inning, trying to get back into the winning track. After seeing their four winning streak come to a close last night, the one big Sable fouled off again. Just keeps sending it the other way. Battle continues now. It'll see a switch. Sable isn't really the kind of guy that goes any primary direction either. They do have the shot on for him, but he only about 32% of the time hits it up the middle, 36%. The 1-2, spin missed for strike three. Him with a changeup down, and realized that Sable was getting a little bit antsy and swing happy at the player. Fed him something so low, no opportunity to contact. The third strikeout for Ryan Watson. In steps right-hander Matt Gordon. First pitch on Gorski, slaps a curve on the right side. Count opens up and then. Strikeout looking for her back in the second inning. As Watson has to stop his shoe on the mound. Shadow's starting to push into the field of play right now. It's pretty much isolated to the space between them and home plate. That's it. The 0-1. Wing poked foul back to the screen. That time on a changeup away in the count. There is a little bit in the right field corner. They did unveil a video board in right field. Before the start of this season, the video board had been old, but it wasn't used last year. As the 0-2 to Gorski comes in, it's in there for strike three. Got this ball just perfectly placed outside edge. Back-to-back punches for Watson to start the fourth. He's straight, stretching back to the third. That's his fourth on the day. Second backwards, both back have been against Gorski. Here's Aaron Shackelford. First pitch. Sweat high fastball. Count opens at nothing and one. Gunnar Anderson was playing inside the baseline at third. Here Shackelford surprised his bunt sink back in the second inning. With the 0-1 on its way. This is inside a fastball, count evens. One single was more of a well-planned run. It was really aided by the fact Blake Sable at first
started to snatch through the attention of the battery. Pitch to Shackelford, misses inside, and the count goes 2-1. Take off like that, the catcher changes his eyesight just a little to try and find the fielder at second. He doesn't notice the bunt maybe as fast. The 2-1 up the line to first. Picked on two passes by J.D. Mundy. Sprints over to the bat. Sprint going to the dugout as the is over. 3-up, 3-down inning for Ryan Watson. He's retired. We're on to the fifth here at Field in Altoona. Bay Sox lead 2-1. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Working in the Washington, D.C. metro area as a pipe fitter, pipe welder, or HVAC surgeon, and you're interested in a better life, a better means to provide for family, a way to make sure that you're earning the highest wage and the best benefits in our industry. Visit our website at steamfitter-602.org. That's steamfitters-602.org. And let's go about what we can do to help change.
Hey, coffee lover. Know where you'll find the world's freshest coffee? Right here at Worms. Because with our new brew system, it takes less than a minute selecting the kind of coffee you want. This. Ah. Freshest, most flavorful cup of can buy is at Royal Farms. Try one. It'll be love at first sip because it's the freshest coffee world. Real fresh, real Royal Farms.
Hey kids, the Bay Sox Future Hub is the best way to be a fan of Bay Sox, and it's completely free, ages 3 through 12. Future clubbers get access to special members only, discount ticket offers, and free gifts for just signing up. Parents, head over to Sox.com to sign up your kids. Don't miss out on all the promotions and giveaways at Prince George's Stadium this season and next. The Bay Sox Futures Club, sign up at Baysox.com.
Already on to the fifth inning here in Altoona, a 2-1 Bowie lead. It'll be Gunnar Henderson to lead things off this year as we open up the top of the fifth. Kyle Nicholas continues to deal on the mound, surprising me a little bit as he finds the first pitch home to Henderson for a called strike on the bottom edge of the zone. Nicholas is already approaching 80 pitches. Altoona doesn't even have anyone in there at this point. As the open to Henderson is inside for a ball, 1-1. I guess no at the moment for a third trip through the order for the runner. As Henderson is 1-for-2-1 today, single to right fielder, but was caught stealing second base, the 1-1. Misses just outside. Curveball, count goes to 2-ball right. It was 75 pitches at fourth inning for Nicholas. He won, and Henderson watches a late called strike. Change up away, count even 2 here with bases empty and nobody out. 2-1 lead for Bowie. Here in the top of the fifth. Next offering from Nicholas. Swung on and missed on a curveball. Henderson is retired on strikes. Second time today. Six for all for Kyle Nicholas. This is really the first times in a while that the Bay Sox have really run into trouble from an opposing. Who's one of the latest numbers? See, the last time that the Bay Sox struck out at least six times against a starting pitcher was May 26th. Here's Hudson Askin for Way. Count starts out at 1-0. It's a disastrous day for Bowie. All was the 17-1 game again. Here's the 1-0 to Haskin. Count goes to 2-0. Haskin 1-for-1, single first, and a sack fly in the third to put it. But it is already 82 pitches. Season high is 84. 2-0. Up and in. 3-0. Haskin has reached safely in six consecutive games now. A single in the first. He has the eyes in back-to-back games. As the 3-0 comes in, and he ropes it at baseline, but it's foul. Turned on that one well. 99 miles an hour off the bat, but just a little bit too early on the fastball inside. But you can tell that Nick's getting tired. That fastball only logged 90 miles an hour. Runs the count to 3-1. No action in the bullpen either. And Nicholas is done. The athletic trainer's coming out. Cousin is gesturing wildly to the bullpen, saying, get somebody up, get somebody moving. Pitching coach Drupes is out as well. And there's a conference on the mound. 90-mile-an-hour fastball like that, 94. For most of the day, there's definitely something wrong. And Nicholas realized it as soon as that pitch came through. But they'll get a right-hander up and in the bullpen for Altoona. Will be a little bit. I'm surprised it took them this long to get someone up. And it had to come out in circumstance in which Nicholas with hopefully what's not an injury, but just exhausting his limit, because this has to be around it's a season's high, 84 pitches for the hander.
That's just what Bowie always does. They just send starting pitchers into the ground by drawing out at-bats, drawing out plate appearances with base hits and walks. So it will be a right-hander coming in. There will be some added warm-up time because going until the pitcher, the pitching coach, and the athletic Victor Silva all came out. But they will get a warming on the official mound now that it's obviously been cleared. So Brett Case take over. He's made six appearances. We'll give you some more of his numbers in a little bit. In a quick break, let's give you a word from our full green. On the Green Incorporated, it's 25 years of providing custom lawn care and programs. Guaranteed result, residential and commercial lawns. They can turn your slot into lush greens, Prince George's Stadium. Mention that you heard it on the Bay Sox broadcast, and you can receive a discount on your first lawn control service. Enjoy the outdoor summer with On the Green Incorporated by going to thegreeninc.com or call 210-695-444. So an empty pitching change here in Altoona as Nicholas departs with an apparent injury. Aside, and tell you more about Brad Case in just a bit. Bowie leads 2-1 here in the fifth. You're listening to Bay Sox.
Hey, Bay Sox fans. Green Inc. is a proud sponsor of the Bay and is celebrating 25 years of providing lawn care and pest control products with guaranteed results for residential and commercial lawns. Mention this ad for a discount on your first lawn care or control service. Enjoy the outdoors this summer, Green Inc. Visit our website at onk.com or call 416-695-044. Let's go, Bay Sox and Green Inc., your lawn care team.
The night of taking a Bay Sox game is with a group at Prince George's Stadium. Everything from entertaining clients to birthday parties, even fundraising opportunities for your team, Sox offer plenty of options for your group at full rates. Plenty of options on suite seats and decks around the ball. Your group can eat their fill and have a forgettable time. Find out more and schedule your group outing by calling 301-64-4880, going to BaySox.com.
Back to PN Golden Altoona as the curve with their pitching change. Brad Case took his additional warm-up tosses after being held on last second. Enter with a 3-1 count against Haskett, and the base is empty with one out of the fifth. First pitch to happen from Case is called a strike, low fastball, and heads back into the box after taking a couple of steps across home plate. Already taking off his batting gloves, though, so he has to readjust them. He steps back in, the count runs full. As Case comes set, works the side of the rubber, and fires the payoff to Hutt. It's driven out towards Shout and down for a base hit, kept in front Los Sanchez, but it's a hit day for Hudson Haskin. To be honest, I am always shaky when it comes to the rules in these scenarios, whether that hit is charged to Brad Case or if it's charged to Nicholas. So we'll just wait for the official confirmation, because that is the seventh hit given up by Altoona, pitch regardless. As Adam Hall digs in. First pitch home. Hall watches play, and the count starts out. Hall single to right field, hit into a double play in the first for that end of the frame. So that hit is charged to Case, so it does mean Nicholas's line is closed. Did walk Haskin, that probably Nicholas's runner. Here's a grounder to second for the double play. Sidearm by Alvarez, to and on to Sitta in time for the 6-3. So the inning quicker after Haskin does work around the change with a single, but Adam Hall grounds into his second double play in the third of the season. We're halfway home here in Altoona. Bowie still 2-1. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Well, it's a special Bay Sox Live Hour on Thursday, July 4th, Prince George's Stadium. Along with the usual live music and beer specials from 5 to 30, it's also Margaritaville Night Ballpark. Get your flip-flops, socks, and Hawaiian t-shirts ready to celebrate culture with Margaritaville Night, sponsored by Bud Light. That's Thursday, July 14th at Prince George's Stadium. So for tickets now at BaySox.com.
Fielder's Choice Flex Packs with the Bowie Base. The best value to see the best games at Prince Stadium. You could save up to 30% on your seat from day one and enjoy a number of exclusive member benefits, including flexible exchange options, some suite rentals, special access to the restaurant, and a free members collective first home game of the year. Get you now by calling 301-44-4865 or head to BaySox.com.
Baseball is a game of specialists. Base stealers, closers, cleanup hitters. Together, they help their team stand out from the rest. Specialists also help set Chesapeake and Prince Insurance apart from other workers' commission insurance companies. Our health service team includes orthopedic surgeons, nurse case managers, a physical therapist, and more. All to get your employee back, contain costs, and keep premium down. That's teamwork. to learn with your agent or visit Chesapeake Employers at CEIWC.com.
Half the fifth inning here in Altoona, a one-run game as Bowie leads 2-1. Ryan Watson gets back to work. Fired eight consecutive batters, struck out three in the mix. He faces off against Andres Alvarez. This frame, first pitch, called a strike. Ball hits the outside edge. It's nothing and one. Alvarez had the RBI second inning that tied the game at one. At the moment, Bowie has since taken the lead. As the 0-1 pitch comes in, Alvarez, and it's roped up the line at third. This one will touch down for an extra base. Hops and gets over the wall. Had a double for Andres Alvarez, his set of the day, sixth of him. And the tying runs instantly in scoring position for us in the bottom of the fifth. And now Brent it up. And his final on Kyle Nicholas. Starter who left way through an at-bat in the fifth inning. With an apparent inch, 4 1/3 innings, gave up 6 hits and runs. One was earned. He scouted 6 and walked 2. The earned was a solo home run by Cody Roberts. Sitta grounded out toward his first time up in the first pitch here. It's the home thing it did. Yes, now he says it did. Fastball was up. It probably got him around the elbow. Best estimate. But it's a hit by pitch, and it puts Sitta at first base. Could be helpful, though, as Lolo Sanchez in. Opens the opportunity for a force at third. Will play. But Sanchez, not a big ground ball. 34 games played this season. He's got a ground ball to fly ball ratio of 0.6. What that tells you, that means he puts it almost twice as often. He hit into a double play all season. He lined out the first time up. First pitch home from Watson. He squares. Back, and it's a breaking ball low. And opens up at 1-0. Well, Altoona has been trying for the punt a lot. They showed the look for the first three games, but hadn't really had any success. And then Aaron Shackelford surprised that bunt single in the second inning that did eventually turn into a 1-0. The bunt laid down again. This time it's picked up by Roberts and sent. The sacrifice is successful. Alvarez to second, or third rather, Sitta to second. Sacrifice goes 2-3. And now back to the top of the line, Frazier. Watson was in a similar scenario in the second inning with runners at second and third and only one out, and he still that. The whole infield plays against the lefty, Frazier. First pitch, Frazier pops it foul, third base side at play, nothing to one. But that second inning opened with a Blake Sabre walk. Matt Gorski struck out, then Aaron Shackelford laid down that bunt. While Sable taking off for second base, so the battery paired for the stolen base, they went for the bunt, and Shackelford got them the single. The 0-1 pitch. Misses high, a fastball. Count evens. Frazier, who's 0-2. Bunt single by Shackelford. Andres Alvarez had an audible. That put Shackelford to third, so it was second and third with one out. Brent had a slow grounder to short, and then Lolo has lined out to third. That's how that second inning. As Bowie leads 2-1 hit now, the 1-1, Frazier ground ball first base side. Went chasing on the inside curveball on the 1-2. And Watson's been a good architect of the weak contact this season, especially in this game. All struck balls are the two double Perez and that line drive heard by Lolo Sanchez. That's it. The 2 to Frazier. Knuckled fast. Third base side and out. Watson is continually feet side. Last pitch, curveball, and the one there, a fastball. As the count stays at a ball strikes. Frazier has never been ahead in the in this game. Put it on the first pitch in the first, and then on an open. Now another two. Popped up to the infield, backing up into the sun. Westberg, called off by Henson, he makes the catch. Read by the shortstop, especially since Westberg had to cross the shade into the sun. That's always difficult. Henderson in the sun the whole time. The shade kind of cuts off a little bit behind Westberg and pretty much splits down the 5.5 hole. So Henderson just had a better look the entire time as he was always in the sun. So the infield can play at a regular depth now. Triolo steps in with second and third and two outs. First pitch, right hand off, third base side. Count nothing and one.
That's 67 pitches for Ryan Watson so far. Bowie content with him continuing to deal. Most he's thrown in an outing this year at four. And that was in second start of the year when he gave up runs and seven hits to Harrisburg. A game that Bowie actually kept close, lost 6-5. 0-1 the count on Triolo, who's pitch home. In there, called strike on a foul upper outside corner. It's nothing and two. Second and third after the automatic double and the hit pitch, then the sacrifice bunt to frame. In trying to keep it scoreless. The 0-2 Triolo. This is down. Couldn't get him to go after the curve. Haven't really seen swings and misses on that curveball from Watson. Changeup really seems to be drawing the waves. But he's still ahead now at a ball and two strikes. Offering. Just missed low, went with the change there. It was closer to the zone, but Triolo still. Count evens at two. Watson sets behind his right ear and drops to waist. The 2-2. Misses away, another, and the count fills. It's only the second full count that Watson has worked to today after he took Blake Sable to open the second inning. Sable eventually scored his only run so far as Bowie lead one. The payoff to Tree popped up, left side, toward shallow left. Henderson held off by Dashbach, and he charged in to finally scoop it at the shoulder. Tenth inning averted. Brian Watson, after a leadoff and a hit by pitch, he sends both runners in scoring position and sends us on to the sixth. We're back to PNG Field at this. Bowie leads 2-1. You're listening to Sox Baseball.
Pest Now is proud to partner with Sox and provide their pest consists. For all your residential and commercial pest control needs, call Pest Now. For pest control, termite control, mosquito, and all other pest control services, Pest Now. You can reach us at 301-231-8300 or visit us online at www.pestnow.com.
It's ball season without fireworks, and you always count on the biggest and best Prince George's Stadium. There's no better way to cap off a fun evening at the than a spectacular firework. And the Bay Sox have got you covered with 16 different shows to choose from. So get your tickets now at Bay.com. Only two chances to catch fireworks in June on the 17th and 18th against the Binghamton Rumble Ponies. To see you there.
Sky Shoot Plays by ZY Pirate will be lighting up the sky with top of work shows following Bay Sox games all season long. We will give you the bang for your buck. Sky Shooter Display include traditional shows, truth musicals, custom choreographed play, and much more. The night sky is limitless, so don't be shy. Give a try. Find out more by calling us 0-328-1361 or visit us online zypyrotechnics.com.
On to the sixth inning here after the Bay Sox avert tying play in the fifth. It's still 2-1 Bowie. Great work on the mound by Rotson. Brad Case continues in relief for Altoona. The first pitch home to Cody Roberts. It's just inside. Nothing in one to open. Watson gave up a double hit by pitch to open the fifth. A bunt pushed them both into scoring position. An infield pop out and a fly out left to strand both runners. Next pitch to Roberts is waved at away and the count nothing in two. Continues after coming in a last-second relief all of Kyle Nicholas. Nicholas clearly tweaked something on a fastball that was 4 miles under his usual, only clocked in at about 90. Finished at 8 pitches in left midway through the top of the... But Case continues and hurts, and it's poked up the first line. Fair ball and booted a bit. Brent Sitta, he can't recover it. Case was not covering the bag either, so Roberts beats it. See if that count is an error or a base hit. Looks like it's going down as a hit. As Sitta really had to far outside of his wheelhouse to find. Was at a bad angle when the ball did get to his glove. So I can understand reasoning behind that. But Ertz picks up his second hit of the eighth overall for Bowie's offs. And now Joey Ortiz steps box. First pitch, Ortiz is a curveball from Case, called for strike outside edge. It's nothing and one. Seventh multi-hit game of the season for Ertz. Does not have a three-hit day that yet, though. Here's the 0-1. Ortiz takes that one on the tricep. Count goes even at a ball and a strike. There is a right-hander tossing in the bullpen for Poop. I think that might be Morgan McSweeney. You know, I had binoculars at the start of the season, and honestly, I have no clue where they are. I got to find those suckers. It'd be very helpful for situations like times. Pickoff back to first. Close, but not in time. Roberts zips in safely. He doesn't have a stolen base attempt this year, though. Maybe he'll short his lead a little here. 1-1 pitch. Or it's it to short, should be two. Underhanded by Perez. Sent to Sitta in time. 6-4-3 double play. Third double play that Ortiz has hit into today. And the third turned today by Altuna. That's been a big killer of Bowie's rally. Adam Hall has hit into two ending double plays. One in the first, one in the fifth. Now here's J.D. Mundy. Empty two away. First pitch to the left-hander. Missed wide and count 1-0. Enough time to really properly introduce you to Brad. He came in on such an emergency deal. Six appearances for the runner. No record with a 4.09 ERA. Next pitch to Mundy, nicked foul, hits off of the ankle there of the catcher, right ankle. Dable took a lot of weight off of it into the batting circle, but now he's back up and circling. Count evens at one. Case, a 6'3", 220-pound hander, 17th-round selection in 28, Collins College. He's tossed 11 innings this year, struck, walked five, has allowed three home runs. Bowie up 2-1, he's at the top of the sixth inning. Bases two away, and a 1-1 pitch away to Mundy. Misses wide a fastball. Count goes to two balls and a... Mundy struck out in the second inning. It was one of six that Kyle Nix eventually finished with, but then he drew another walk in the fourth. 2-1, lined up the third base side and down for a base hit. Rolls all the way toward the corner. Mundy will get to second base easily as Lolo Sanchez cash picks it up from the warning track. Mundy's ninth double of the season. Couple outs in the sixth. That's where the double A hurts. That's a run lost table for Bowie. Now here's off. Alrighty. For pitch home from Case is a curveball, 1-0. Down for one in the day. Singled in the fourth inning, but stranded. Walked in the second inning, stranded. Hasn't gotten to second base yet. It's open to the year with AAA Indianapolis, but appearance set with them as Dashbach takes a check swing on a fastball up and in. Got a peek toward the handle of the bat, and it rolls back to the warning track. Count goes even at 1-0. Went 1-1 in six appearances with nine earned in 8 2/3 innings. Here's the 1-1. Can bat flare out toward left center and a hop by Leover Paguero to pull it down from the field. Applause on that one and a good play. This is the inning as Bowie leaves a runner in scoring position. Bottom of the sixth as the Bay Sox lead 1. We're back after this. You're listening to Bay Sox.
A birthday bash with the Bay Sox is the best ballpark. Bring your friends and family out to celebrate and be the star of the show. Dug out with Louie, play games in the stadium, introduce a batter in the game, and get to have the stadium sing for you. Birthday parties, an unforgettable experience at Prince George's Stadium. Book yours by calling 301-464-480 or at baysox.com.
Are you interested in expanding on a career in the pipe fitting, welding, or HVAC service industry? Are you interested in a career path for life without experiencing any debt? If you are interested in these things and you live in the D.C. area, Steamfitters UA Local 602 Apprenticeship Program is the best choice. For more information about our apprenticeship and how to apply, please visit steamfitters-602.org. Steamfitters-602.org.
It takes time to get rich, flavorful coffee beans from the lush mountain regions of Colombia and Brazil to Royal Farms. But less than a minute to get a delicious hot cup of the finest and freshest coffee in the world. Royal Farms' new Swiss-made coffee machines grind those rich, flavored coffee beans and brew them one magnificent cup at a time. It's why Royal Farms makes the freshest and best coffee real fresh, real fast. Royal Farms.
Well,
Watson is in line for a win as he called day. It'd be his third of the season and pulled on to a 2-1 lead. From the bottom of the sixth here in Altoona, Morgan McSweeney takes over on the mound. Docks their first dip into the bullpen. The line on Ryan Watson lost five innings and gave up just three and one run. It was earned. He struck four and walked one. That walk was the biggest blemish because it ended the only run of the game for Altoona. But Watson still the pitcher of as Bowie leads, and McSweeney were to face off against 3, 4, and 5 Altoona lineup starting with Leover Peguero. Morgan McSweeney, a 6'210-pound right-hander, 7th in 2019 from Wake Forest. 12 appearances this season, 18th now, leads the team at bullpen. 1-2 record with a 4-3-2 ERA. Starts with Peguero and fires the first pitch. A curveball popped up on the infield right side. Ortiz didn't see it at first. He sees it now, and in line he makes the catch for the first out. So one pitch, and McSweeney starts the day. On to Blake. McSweeney's tossed 16 and two-thirds innings. He struck out 21 batters with 11. Has allowed one home. He does have a save with two own saves mixed in. This can be a save opportunity for me if he goes the distance, but I very much don't expect that as the first pitch Sable is called a strike on a chill. It's nothing to one. I'm going a couple of innings, but he's maxed out this year. As the 0-1 comes in, Sable went away, count evens. Sable walked in the second inning. It's the only walk of the day for Bowie pitching. Turned into the only run of the day. Tuna. They play Sable hard, but he's not put it into play yet. Afternoon, the 1-1 fouled off back to the count to a ball and two strikes. Sable struck out swinging in the fourth inning. Bases empty, one away. McSweeney sets, base side of the rubber. And fires the 1-2. Inside, that him on the ankle? No, looks like Sable got away from it. He kicked his legs out, and the count goes easy. I was in the clubhouse today, and McSweeney caught me as I was just walking through chatting with a couple of the players. He fires the 1-2, rather the 2-2, it missed side, and the count runs full. I forget what movie they were talking about. They were talking about Top Gun. Yeah, because McSweeney used to have a full beard. He got rid of it and now is just sporting the 80s-style mustache because, in his words of Top Gun, mustaches are meta. Here's the payoff to swing and a miss for strike three. Ball inside and no chance on that one. That's the strikeout for Morgan McSweeney. Fifth ball for Bowie pitching. Two gone here in the sixth. Yeah, he's ditched the rest of his beard. He's rocking with just the mustache now, and it led us down to a very quick conversation. He said he hasn't seen the Top Gun, but he's already sporting the style. He has seen the new Marvel movie, Doctor in the Multiverse of Madness, as Matt Gorski steps in and watches the first ball called for strike on the bottom edge. It's the one. But he's been binging the new season of Stranger Things. Apparently that's around the clubhouse, and I've just never gotten into that. 0-1. Half swing, pitch up, heel, and umpire says he didn't go. So Gorski holds back just enough to run the count even at one. This is empty, two away here in the bottom of the sixth. It's 2-1. 1-1 to Gorski. Going to miss. Chases on a changeup down. And the count to 1-2. Funky little walk. I brought it up in the first game of this series. He really cocks that bat back a phase before he did something. The 1-2 poked over to the left, backhanded by Henderson. A throw, and he threw it away. And that's the second error game for Henderson and sixth this season at shortstop. Gorski's at first, and the inning extends. I'd have to imagine for a day like this, Henderson might get his third day off into tomorrow's game, if not tomorrow day. Just to let him reset. Ackleford, first pitch, a half fastball. Home plate umpire says he went around. But it was on the zone anyway. He could have just called it a count. Opens up at nothing and one. Shackleford, one single in the second inning. Runner takes off. The 0-1 is a throw to second. They got him again. Cody Roberts throws out his sir, and it's a carbon copy of the first inning. Two quick outs, an error at short, and a caught stealing. 2-6 as Roberts has now ninth stolen base attempt in. We're on to the seventh here in Altoona. Bowie leads 2-1 into Bay Sox Baseball.
Nitro Circus is back with an all-new tour at Prince George's Stadium on Sunday. Fueled by new athletes, new tricks, the craziest contraptions, the Grat and Rat Tour presented by A-Shop carries the sketchy, scary, and curvy dangers of big air action sport. Hilarious comedy of Nitro's Lunar Devils who risk their lives to set. Booey, it's going down at Prince George's Stadium on Sunday, June 5th. Tickets low as $35 are on sale now at Baysox.com.
From sprains to stitches, sore throats to stomach aches, muscles to poison ivy, care is around the corner at Patient First. Walk in to see a doctor from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day of the year. X-rays, lab tests, and prescriptions are on site, and most major insurance are accepted. For routine illness and injuries, Patient First here for you. Patient First, the name fits.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day.
There's plenty going on at Prince George's Stadium on Saturday, July 30th. It's the Island Luau Night at the ballpark as the Bays battle the Altoona Curve, live music from the islands, inspirational dance, and more. But that's not all. It's also Maryland's worst car show. Clunker, a piece of junk on wheels. Well, here's your chance to show it off. That's all on Saturday, July 30th. Head to BaySox.com to purchase tickets. Find out more about registering for Maryland's worst car show. Hope to see you there.
Seventh inning here in Altoona as Bowie still looking to hopefully increase on their 2-1 lead. Matt Sabatis as Davis Tavares will lead off the frame for the Bay Sox. 9-1-2 up in the order in the first pitch. A Baltimore chop in front of the mound and picked up at second on a throw by Andres Alvarez. On the side, he zips it to first where it bounced by Brett Sitta. 4-3 put out on a play at second base there for Alvarez. Executed. And it goes back to the toe lineup now with Jordan Westberg. Brad Case really working out of the trouble that he's been finding Finn came in an unexpected situation with the starting pitcher Kyle Nicholas falling under some sort of injury. Lost a few ticks, fastball velocity, and immediately left. First pitch to Jordan Westberg misses away for 1-0. So Case had to come in with a down on Hudson Haskin. Haskin did, but Case worked a double play to end the end. Then gave up two hits in the sixth. Another double play. The 1-0 pop side foul ground. Running on its sit up. On the warning track. Braces the netting. And it's just over. Only about two rows deep is the count on Jordan Westberg. Westy single to third in the first. Made it to second on a wild pitch. And to third on... What did he make to third on? Oh, yeah, the sink. And third. I just didn't have it notated. That's the fun part about scorekeeping. You got to follow everyone as well as you have to follow the batter. The 1-1. One popped up on the infield. Clean and fair territory as it carries out center now. Down on it, Gorskiller makes the catch. What happened to Gorski that got caught stealing to end the sixth inning? As he was running down, I said, oh my goodness, there's so much dirt on that man's jersey. It's like he's wearing some sort of Two-Face jersey from the Batman comics. The entire front side of his jersey is brown dirt, while the bat is obviously clean and nicely white. Here's Hunter Henderson, first pitch, swings and misses. Curve ball down, and the count opens at nothing and one. Hunter singled to right field in the third inning. He was caught stealing second base. A round single, he struck out twice. The 0-1 pitch, side. Fastball pushes him out of the box slightly, and the count goes even at a ball and a strike. Gunner is not three times in a game since mid-April. As the 1-1 comes in, misses away, fastball runs the count to strike. Base is empty, two away here, top of the seventh inning. Looks to be Morgan McSweeney will continue his relief work when we go into the stretch. Face the minimum in the sixth inning, thanks to a caught stealing after an inning. 2-1 is called a strike on a changeup away. Henderson puts hand on hip, a little frustrated at that. Not sure if that was on the call or the fact that he didn't go after the pitch. I'd say 64. Here's the 2-2. Play a fastball, and the count fills. Henderson this season, 261, but a 1040 OPS. That's just three above his season average. He walks almost half the time and only struck percent of the time. The payoff, late swing and a miss. Chased up away. Case was serving it there for the four pitches, and Henderson is down on strikes. First strikeout for Case ends the seventh. Perfect frame for the reliever. We stretch here at Peeling Altoona. It's Bowie 2, Altoona, and you're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Get your gear and bilia from your favorite Bay Sox player and future stars of the Baltimore Orioles at the Tackle Box Team Store. Jerseys, hats, autographed bats, and all at great prices. Located right in gate at Prince George's Stadium and at BaySoxShop.com, Tackle Box is the only place to get the best Bay Sox gear for you and favorite fan. It's the Tackle Box at George's Stadium and at BaySoxShop.com.
Baseball is specialists, base stealers, pitchers, cleanup hitters. Together, they help their team stand out from the rest. Specialists also help set Chesapeake employees apart from other workers' compensation entities. Our health services team includes surgeons, nurse case managers, physical therapists, and more. All to get your employee back to work, contain and keep premiums down. That's to learn more, connect with your agent, or visit Chesapeake Employers at CELUC.com.
Saturday, July 2nd and Sunday, 3rd. It's two of the largest fireworks shows of the season, all a part of the Bay Sox Independence Day weekend celebration. On Saturday, it's the post-game spectacular, sponsored by Royal Farms. On Sunday, it's the Bay Sox Independence Day celebration with the biggest fireworks show of the season, sponsored by Kins Community Physicians. Two straight post-game fireworks at Prince George's Stadium. You don't want to miss it, so get your tickets now at this.com. Well, it's the most special day of the year at Prince Edward, and it comes your way Friday, July 29th. It's the 23rd Navy, presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, the United States Naval Academy Class of 2026, and take in the bits as they face off against the Alter. It all comes your way on Friday, July 29th, and first pitch is scheduled for 7:05. Fantastic post-game fireworks. 23rd Annual Navy Night at Prince George Stadium. So get your tickets now at base.com.
On the Green Incorporated, your lawn care team providing professional organic-based lawn care programs for residential and commercial lawns. Our lawn care programs provide ballpark quality with services custom tailored with guarantee for even the toughest lawns. On the Green also offers outdoor pest services. Mosquitoes, ants, and more. Safely and effectively kill insects and enjoy the outdoors this summer on the Green Incorporated. Go to onthegreeninc.com.
Well, it's National Donut Day, so as you can imagine, Altoona has an extended stretch. They'll play God Bless America as taking it to the ballgame. I took the opportunity to smash a filled donut. Enjoy a holiday, why not? Now it's on to the bottom of the seventh. Got to poke fun at myself, my poor food selections. Bowie leads 2-1, and the first pitch home to Everett is called a strike on a curveball away. Next pitch from McSweeney is a slow poke right side, backhanded at second by Ortiz. Sent off balance to first, but in time. Oh, Ortiz and them carried him all the way to third base after having to run from essentially, what was that, 3.5 hole on the right side. But he still made the play. 4-3 put out. That's how the inning started. Yeah, that was a very good donut. I have that much. Put together a good spread here at Pinehill and Altoona. Probably one of the only actually rivals what Bowie does at Prince William. Morgan McSweeney down his shoe. Must be an epidemic of that going on. Ryan Watson had to do it earlier in this game. But McSweeney is essentially four up, four down. As Andres Alvarez digs in, the only thorn in Bowie's side to this pitch. Breaking ball called strike side corner. Count opens at nothing and one. McSweeney allowed a runner to reach on error setting. But Matuski is caught stealing to end the frame. Swing and a miss. Change up inside. And it's two. Two for two day for Alvarez. He accounts for half of the Altoona hits and the only run driven in. Both hits have gone for doubles. He calls for time as he's in mind. But McSweeney's, oh boy, he's in cruise mode right now. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Up and in. That fastball missed. Then the count goes to a ball and two strikes. Here's two. Swing and a miss. He got a little half check on a high fastball, but the home plate umpire allowed an appeal. He just went with it. And strikeout for Morgan McSweeney in the first of the Sox pitcher has put down Alvarez in plate appearances. I mean, hey, when you can see double he had in the second inning, I hadn't even noted over the span of six plate if he hit for the cycle. He was only a little shy with his performance yesterday. Here's Brent Sitta. First pitch lifted out toward the right center field gap, and it'll touch down Sit. It's nearly a collision between the outfielders before it's picked by center fielder Haskin. Sent backfield, but Sitta moves into second stick double. That bumps his hit streak up. He's long 8 games. The problem with this outfield is just so expansive. And even if you can cuff in the alley, it's still almost assuredly a double. Same can't necessarily be said when you're roaming the outfield at Georgia Stadium, but it's definitely the case here, and it's what Altoona has been able to make the most of, especially with 9 runs in the second inning yesterday. Lolo Sanchez, first pitch misses, and the count starts out at 1-0. First time in this relief outing that Morgan McSwinging with a runner in scoring position. But he just needs one quick out to send us on to the 8th. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Fouled off, back behind the screen. A fast... Count goes even at a ball and right. Sanchez lined out hard to the second inning. He laid down a sacrifice bunt that eventually did not mean anything. It pushed two runners both into scoring, and they were both left stranded. Sanchez backs out of the box as it comes set, but he was looking back run second base, so not as much of an... And it sets again. The 1-1. Called strike. Fastball on the outside edge in the count 1-2. McSwing, very covered stance. And I mean, he's essentially set parallel with the baseline from second to the way he's angled. He's practically facing left field. Two, breaking ball bounces in away. Kept in front by Cody Roberts in the count 1-2. But that does help him when it comes to his reception. The ball covered for as long as possible. It's away just a few microseconds. Time for batters to maybe pick up on a pitch. Runner at second, two outs. The 2-2 to Sanchez. In the air, on the infield. Side, Joey Ortiz sees it. And the inning is over. Two out double of no consequence. And as we move to 8th here in Altoona, it's Bowie Altoona 1. You're listening to Bay Sox.
If you own or operate a building, or if you're a general contractor that is located or operates in the D.C., there is no doubt that it is important for you to have the best trained and most qualified people working for you. Members of Fitters UA Local 602 provide the highest level of HVAC, mechanical, and specialty piping services to the various customers we have. For more information about the services we provide and for a list of companies you can, please visit steamfitters-602.org.
Bay Sox Youth Baseball Camps are back 2022, and registration's open now. 3 sessions this summer led Orioles Hall of Famer and former Rookie of the Year, Al Bumbry, along with Bay Sox outfielder Stephen Bumbry. Kids will take part in in-depth on-field and go head-to-head in camp-wide game Prince George's Stadium. All campers get a Bay Sox hat and a ticket to a Bay Sox choice. Space is limited, so head to BaySoxShop.com and reserve your spot at a Bay Sox Youth Baseball
CA Imaging Systems, we provide it. Office technology professionals to be your trusted advisors. From doc creation, output devices, scanning and workflow, to document security and storage, we understand people print. Not give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-101, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging, office technology made easy.
Fans, the Orioles stream MLB.tv with a home and away game for the Bowie Bay Sox season streamed live. The best with any device is MLB.tv. Use the promo code BaySox in apps at checkout, and you'll receive off a yearly subscription. MLB.tv. Head there for details. 8th inning action here in Altoona as still holds on to that slim 2-1 advantage. Hudson Haskin will lead off the frame, bounced over to third, picked on a couple hops by Triolo and sent to first. A little wide of the line, but there... 5-3 put out, and that's how the inning gets started. First time that Hudson Haskin had it put out simply. He had a fly in the third that drove in a run. And so far, that is the game-winning RBI. But he grounds out to start this 8th inning. Hayes continues on the mound. Again, he came in a very tricky situation, and he's really performed admirably. Faces Adam Hall as the first pitch in is side. A curveball, 1-0 to start. Well, Hall can't hit in play here, but he has hit into two of them already today after holding one over his first 20 times of the season. Here's the 1-0. Misses down and away. Count goes to 2-0. Well, I just made a rookie mistake last commercial break, let me tell you. Went to go try and refill my bottle and decided, you know, maybe I feel like a 2-0 misses away to Hall in the count to 3-0. I haven't been up today, admittedly, but I have Pepsi. Already coming back up on me. The 3-0. Midway ball for a 4-pitch walk for Hall in his second time today. That's just the first walk given up by Brad overall by Altoona pitching. And it's not like I chugged the soda. It's some sips, but it's all it takes these days. It's a rookie mistake. I learned my lesson. Who are we hoping to increase here as they lead two in the top of the eighth inning? Cody Roberts into the... Hall takes off pitch. It's a breaking ball called for strike. Bottom, the throw to second is late. Hall steals his 10th base this season. He's successful on all of them. And the Big Bucks have an insurance run in scoring position in the eighth. But again, it was a call to Cody Roberts. He just let the break come in. It was a low, good pitch to take off on. Roberts has been seeing the ball way. As the next pitch is called a strike on the inside edge. Another count to nothing and two. But Roberts did have a lead on the second inning. That was his home run to open an inning this season. He had a single to first, but sixth as well. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Late swing, poke to the right side, and the count is. Case does have some long relief outings on the books this year. His first stint back, Altoona, at the beginning of three scoreless innings. He steps off the back of the rubber now. Hall was hesitating back and forth in the baseline. He's being held on second baseman Alvarez. It was probably about 6 feet from the bag. Poor field. Now he takes a hesitate step into the bag, but the 0-2 pitch comes in. Roberts, and it's lofted to left field for a base. See if this scores the run. It dies grass as Sanchez picks and fires home, but it's cut off. RB for Cody Roberts. His third hit of the second ribby is some big and showy. They lead 3-1. That's the hit of the day for the Bay Sox. Six consecutive games that has collected 10 or more hits. Tied for the longest streak Eastern League this season. And what a critical stolen base it was for Apple as well. The stolen base, he would only be at second base after that single. Here's Joey Ortiz, first pitch. Called a strike on the edge of the zone, a changeup. Count over at nothing and one. Ortiz hit into a double play in the sixth inning. He's 3 overall in the day. He's also out and popped out to first. 0-1 pitch, driven high and deep to right. Frazier running back on it a ways, but his deep outfields will hold in a lot. He makes the catch about 5 feet running track for the second out of the frame. Roberts returns to first base. Now it'll be J.D. Mundy. Looks to be East Lucas might be taking the 8th and 9th innings for Bowie as a left-hander warms in the pen. There's only two lefties in the bullpen. One Cameron Bishop who threw yesterday, so proclamation. Here's Mundy. First pitch is a called strike outside edge. Mundy doubled his last time 6th inning. That'll be helpful now. Next. Curveball. Misses. Lower outside corner. Gives it a ball and a strike. They've got the shift on for Mundy. The other way, though, up the third baseline. As the 1-1 comes in, he shoots it the other way again, but this slice is foul and out of play. But it is the right strategy. 43% pull rate. He hits it pull and the other way 9% of the time. Here's the 1-2. Munson misses on a high fastball, and the inning is over. But Bowie gets a key insurance thanks to some small ball. Adam Hall draws a walk, steals second, RBI single by Cody Robert. We're on to the bottom of the eighth here in Altoona. Leads 3-1. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Pest Now is proud to partner with the Bay Sox and provide their pest controls for all your residential and commercial control needs. Call Pest Now for general control, termite control, mosquito control, and all other pest control services. Pest Now. You can reach us at 1-231-8300 or visit us online at www.pestnow.com.
The best way to take a Sox game is with a group outing at Bridge Stadium. Everything from entertaining to birthday parties and even fundraising opportunities for your team, the base has plenty of options for your group at unbeatable with plenty of options on suites, seat decks around the ballpark. Eat their fill and have an unforgettable time. Find out more and schedule your group outing by calling 301-464-880 or going Sox.com.
From bug bites, burns, fevers to flu, and bruises to broken bone, care is around the corner at PIST. Walk in to see a doctor from a.m. to 10 p.m. every day of the year. X-rays, lab tests, and prescription drugs are on site, and most major insurance plans are accepted. For routine illnesses and injuries, Patient First is here for you. Pay First, the name fits.
Patient First, proud partner of the Brooks. Open 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day.
Move on to the bottom of the eighth here in Alpha as the Bay Sox have jumped up to a two-run lead. Game was set at 2-1 after the third. Into the eighth, Cody Roberts, a critical RBI, part of his first three-hit day this season. And now it turns over. New pitcher out of the Bay Sox bullpen, Edis, takes over on the mound. Morgan McSweeney's day is done. Two innings and no runs for the right-hander. Two strikes, no walks. He's been pitching so well for the Bay Sox. Extends his scoreless consecutive innings on back-to-back outings. Here's Matt Frazier, first pitch, taking ball up and in. That sends him out of the box. Frazier squared, but ran away as he saw that one coming to his cranium. Count starts out at 1-0. It's Curtriolo, then Pagero, 1-2 in the Altoona lineup. Gordon Westberg played in at third for the punt. Next pitch home, he squares again, pulls back and watches a fastball sail bottled strike on the lower half, 1-1. Sweeney earns a hold. Ryan Watson still the pitcher of record for Bowie with a one-run ball. And Easton Lucas over, the only other left-hander out of the bullpen. Cameron Bishop tossed yesterday. The 1-1 miss, waves at a curveball down. Count 1-2. Easton Lucas, a 6'4", 180-pound left-hander, traded to the Orioles in 2000 from Miami, part of the Jonathan VR 2. Slider misses away, and the count evens at 2. There are a couple of former Miami products on the Docus series. Today's starter, Cuckolis, if I'm not mistaken, was traded for Miami. The 2-2. Misses just low a fastball. The count fits. Bowie's starter tomorrow, Les, was traded for Marlins just about 4 days before the minor league season. The 3-2. Swing and miss. He got him. Fastball on the inside edge sends Frazier down to a knee. And that's a great start to Easton Leaf outing today. First draft for him. Seventh overall for Bowie pitching. And now on to Jared Triolo. Lefty on righty. Pitch in. Triolo watches breaking ball below the curve. 1-0 to start. Easton Lucas, 9 appearances this year. Doesn't have a record. Has a fake 9 ERA and 18 in the third. Here's the 1-0. Down. This time the fastball, though, counts. Or rather, count goes to 2-0. 8 strikeouts in that 18 in the third for Lucas. 10 walks, 3 homers allowed. Here's the 2-0. Misses one inside, another fastball, 3-0. Lucas has one save opportunity this season. Here's the 3-0 to Triolo. Called a strike. That one hits lower out corner on a fastball. Count to 3. First count in the next offering. Down low for ball 4. The curveball doesn't... Lucas's curves are just a little bit too much outside for Altoona to even work out. Really, they haven't gone after any of the curveballs today. They didn't have much of an issue laying off the ones that Roxon fed them. McSweeney doesn't even have a curveball. This is trying to pick up a lot of the one. It just hasn't been working early on. We'll see if it compensates as Leover Pagero in watches the first pitch changeup called for the bottom edge, nothing in one. So the Bay Sox have blown saves this season. That's the second most in the Eastern League. Second, Altoona. Here's the 0-1. Misses wide, a curve, count evens. Altoona has blown 12 saves. They've had 3 save opportunities, converted 11. Bay Sox have actually only had 10 save opportunities and converted 3. Here's the this one lifted foul right side by pitcher 1-2. Well, time for Leover Pagero's trademark play, the double play. Coming into this series, he hit into 3 of them, and Sens is now hit into 3 more. Runner at first, 1-1, 2-pitch to Pagero, is swung on and missed for 3. Oh, not the double play, he'll take it. Fastball inside as Pagero is down on strikes. 0-for-4 on the day, four-hander, and there's 2 gone here. Second strikeout, 8th overall for Bowie pitching. They'll put the shift on for Sable, and Berg at third will play a step in front of the line if Sable wants to try a bunt. First pitch. It's a fastball away, and the count opens at 1-0. Three of the four so far for Lucas have seen first pitch ball. Peguero is the only saw first pitch strike. Here's the 1-0. Slider misses outside. Counts it 2. Walk in the second inning. He scored the only Altoona so far today as Bowie leads 1 here in the bottom of the 8th. But since then, he's both swinging. Once in the 4th and then again. Low pitch. Called a strike. Fastball nicks the outside edge in the count to 2-1. Abel is having a tougher time against fellows this season, but his numbers really aren't hurt that much. He's still hitting 308. 2-0, or 2-1 rather, as the slide is away. Count to 3-1. Lucas on this against fellow lefties has pitched it better. 6 strikeouts against 2, a 1.38 whip against Handers, that number at 1.68. Still relatively even, especially when you only have 18 and a 3-1. Fouled off left side, and the count fills. Sable, a 450 fridge on full counts this year. Walks about 43% of the time, only strikes out about a fifth of them. Jared Triolo will get a head start at base. Placed ball here would score the run. But these wide alley him to pull on the outfield, but even so. There goes runner, the payoff, in middle, and perfectly placed. Henderson, but it's off his wrist. He recovers and can't go any with it. Oh, goodness. Well, they've took Gunnar Henderson's errors off the board. I noticed that. I'm not sure which specifically. Because he ran into an issue in the first inning, his played ball that allowed Leover Peguero to reach, and then did it again in the 6th. And they've not made a decision on whether or not that's an error here. They say error. So now I suppose that's the error for Henderson. And the 6th at shortstop this season. I'm not sure which of the previous ones they took off the board into a hit. I'll have to check. Okay, here's Matt Gorski. First pitch, line to short and off of Henderson's glove on a bound for one run. They're just getting the ball to him constantly, and he's coming up, and I really feel for him here. Gorski drives in the run. They call that a hit at 107 miles an hour. I don't blame him. But it's a one-run game once again. Bowie speeds is 3-2. RBI single for Gorski. Earned run after the error. What doesn't change the tension of this scenario. And it leads to a mound visit as Aaron Shackle steps into the box. So let's see really quick who they gave us to when that probably should have been. They say, so that's Gorski's hit now. So when he reached in the 6th inning, what was initially ruled as an error on Henderson is now ruled as a 6th by Gorski. So for 4 on the day. As the brief mound visit is over, and Easton Lucas has the day there in Shackleford. Bowie has a rising. As the lefty Luke is in a bind. Altoona has a right-hander in the pen as well. Hard shift for Shackleford. And the first is a slider. Called for bottom edge, nothing in one. Shackleford laid down a bunt single in the second inning. With only one out. On a well-executed stolen base and bunt that threw off the attention of the bat. Led to the single. The 0-1 pitch. Shackleford checks his swing as the fastball goes. No appeal. Count run. After that bunt single, Shackleford base in the 4th, and then the 6th in the 7th. First and second, he's at the bottom of the 8th with 2 out. We lead 3-2. Swing and a miss. Hard at a curveball. He had no business Chan in the other batter's box. 2. Shackleford is hitting better against fellow lefties this season. A 296 mark. Lucas come at. Fires the 1-2, and it's swung on and missed for strike 3. A half swing on a curveball, and the home plate umpire makes the call. Lucas racks up 3 strikeouts in the 8th, but does allow an unearned run to score. Altoona closer. We're on tight here in Altoona. Leads 3-2. Your Lake Sox baseball.
Saturday, July 2nd and Sunday, July 3rd, the largest fireworks shows of the season, all a part of the Bay Sox Independent Weekend Celebration. On Saturday, it's a spectacular, sponsored by Oil Farms, and on Sunday, it's the Bay Independence Day Celebration with the biggest fireworks show of the season, sponsored by Johns Hopkins Community Physician. Two straight days of post-game fireworks at Georgia Stadium, and you don't want to miss it, so get your tickets now at BaySox.com.
There is a weekend in July where the base world revolves around a village in upstate. Baseball Hall of Fame induction Weaverstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Bill Hodges, Jim Cott, Musso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseball.org today for the
is a game of specialists. Base steal closers, cleanup hitters. Together, they help their team stand out from the rest. Specialists also help set Chesapeake and Bruce Insurance apart from other workers' compensation insurance companies. Our health service includes orthopedic surgeons, nurse cares, a physical therapist, and more. All employee back to work, contains and keep premiums down. That. To learn more, connect with your agent, Chesapeake Employers at CEI.com.
Ninth inning for Altoona as Bowie leads 3-2. Trying it one final time before going to the bottom ninth, hoping to get back into a winning cup. Andrew Dashbach will off 8-9-1 in the Bowie lineup here in this frame. As Brad Case continues on and fires a first pitch ball slow to Dashbach. After Dashbach, it's Tavares, then Jordberg. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Bach watches curveball miss low. It's 2-0. Well, that small play for Bowie in the eighth inning is massive now. Adam Hall drew a one-out walk. Didn't have to look at a single pitch. All sail by for a four-pitch pass. He stole second and scored on a Steve Roberts, the 2-0. Called a spike in the lower outside corner. A fastball, he sits 2-1. Dash Bay, 1-for-2, singled up the gut in the fourth, walked in the second. Hasn't gotten space, though. He popped out to last time up. Here's the 2-1 case. Misses way outside. Fastball in the count to 3-1. Still a very beautiful day here, as we're still not even close to the dusk hour in Altoona, 3-1. Curveball called a strike on the inside edge, and Dashbach realized. Count runs full. Case sets. He's up to 7 pitches. The payoff. Fouled off. Pitching on the hands. Sent back green on a low changeup, and the count's. And in the bottom of the ninth, it'll be the bottom of the for Altoona, 2-up. But Alvarez will be the first batter, and he is Bowie with 4 extra base hits just over the last 2 games. Another 3. Dashbach up and in, ball 4. And you laying off of that fastball, and that's the second walk given up by Case today. Fourth overall Tuna pitching. Now here's Davis Tavares. Two sides meet again tomorrow, game 5 in this series. Antonio Velez versus Luis Ortiz, lefty on righty for that one. Pitch in a 5:40 pregame show. Here's Tavares' first pitch. Called a strike, change up on the bottom end, nothing in one. If Bowie holds on today, they'll try to win the series tomorrow. First series victory since the start of May. They took 4 of 6 from Harrisburg. The old pitch. Tavares watches fastball wide. Count goes even. And Tavares really falls hard when he's at the plate. He attacks with power, but can't attack early. The 1-1. Ball misses inside. No, call it a inside edge. 1-2. But you can see he's really thinking hard right now as he watched all 3 pitches in this plate up here. He's hit it to second every time he's stepped up today. 2 ground a pop out. The 1-2. Misses down and away. Another ball, and the count evens. Runners here in the top of the ninth inning as it's 3-2. Altoona is glad to stick with Brad Case right now. Nobody warming. The 2-2 pitch. Tavares is bounced to third. Could Dashbach runs to second, but the throw beats him. Ends it back to first. And it's ready. Fourth double play that the Bay Sox have hit into today. Turns them at a decent clip. They're up to 34 on the season, but still. When you're smack dab in the middle of hurrying, it hurts. That one goes 5-for-3. First one that Tavares has hit in season with Bowie. And now up to the top of the lineup with Jordan Westberg. First pitch. A half swing and incidentally picks it up the first baseline. A ball picked up by the pitcher. He steps on the bag himself. Westberg checked his swing, so he didn't realize he had to take off. It's a rare one unassist to end the inning. Base off runner, but only send the minimum to the plate. We're on the bottom of the ninth here at PNG Field. Bowie, Liga 2. You're listening to Bay Sox.
Sky Shooter displays by ZY Pyrotech, lighting up the sky with top-of-the-line shows following Bay Sox games all season long. We will give you the best of your buck. Sky Shooter displays traditional shows, true pyro, custom choreographed plays, and much. The night sky is truly limitless. Don't be shy. Give ZY a try more by calling us at 570-281-361 or visit us online at zypyrotechnics.com.
Get the best deals at Prince George Stadium with weekly promotions. All Tuesdays are military appreciate box seat at the ticket office with a priz, and you'll only pay half price. Bring along your furry friend on Woof Wednesday, and it's the best happy hour around every Thursday from 5 to 6:30. $2 Bud and Bud Light drafts with specials throughout the year, and luck to get your night started. It's always time at the ballpark, so get your tickets at baysox.com.
Most people don't know what a stiffener is. More importantly, what you do and how much it impacts you. Just a moment to think about what your world would like if you didn't have the ability of electricity, to have heating or air conditioning, microchip product, internet service, web-based storage, cellular service, and or refrigerated produce. Could you? And these are just some of the things that impact. Please visit steamfitter602.org and let's talk how we can bring value to you.
We move on to the bottom of the ninth here at PNG Field in Altoona. The Bowie Bay Sox trying to stay off another late rally from the curve and pick up their fifth win in six games. As the Bay Sox lead 3-2, it'll be the bottom three in the Altoona lineup due up to bat. Pitcher on the mound, right-hander Jensen fires the first to Andres Ares, and it's a fastball called for bottom edge, nothing and one. Easton Lucas is done. He finished with one inning, gave up a hit and an unearned run. Struck out three and walked one. The 0-1 pitch. A swing. He went. Home plate up. Just calls it straight up. A ball away. And it's two. After Alvarez, it went Sitta and Lolo Sanchez as Elliott had come set, but had it up for a second as Alvarez in the box yet. But now he's set again. It fires the 0-2. In there for strike three. Pinpoint fastball the outer half of the zone. And it starts with a three-pitch strikeout. One of the most dangerous hitters at the base over the last 2 days. Alvarez came into that. It's 2-for-3 with two doubles. But after his doubles, he's now struck out twice. Elliott faces Brent Sitta. Now with one out, he says empty. First pitch. Fastball called a strike on the lower side corner. It's nothing and one. Elliott placing them perfectly against handers on the outside edge. The Sitta watches it away. A fat count evens. Sitta doubled his last time up. Air into Bowie, but was left stranded at second base in the seventh inning. Leads 3-2 in the bottom of the ninth. The one line to third and a dive by Westberg. To a knee on a 102-mile screamer. And there's two outs. The second time today, Westberg has taken away a line drive base hit with a great grab. And now two outs. Lolo Sanchez is the last hope for Altoona. Jensen Elliott looking for a three save. First pitch. Sanchez watches curveball bounce in. Hopefully that's not a sign. 1-0 to start. Jensen Elliott, a 6'6", 231-pound right-hander. Ninth-round draft selection in 2019 Oklahoma State. Fires the 1-0, and it's bounced up short. Henderson scoops it at the center. Double clutches, fires the... And it's there. The Bowie Bays are winners once again as they take down the Altoona curve 3-2. A thrilling one. Insurance run proves pivotal for the Bay Sox as Altoona made a late push of it themselves in the eighth inning, but Bowie hold to pick up their fifth win in their last games. We'll step aside to be back with Bay Sox postgame in just... You're listening to Bay Sox.
It takes time. Rich, flavorful coffee beans from mountain regions of Colombia and rural to royal farms. But less than a minute to get yourself a hot cup of the finest and freshest coffee in the world. Because Royal Farms' new Swiss-made coffee machine. Find those rich, flavorful coffee beans. Brew them one magnificent cup at a time. It's why Royal Farms makes the freshest coffee in the world. Real fresh, fast. Royal Farms.
choice flex packs with the Bowie Basics. The best value to see the best games, Georgia Stadium. You could save up to 30 per selected seat from day one. And a number of exclusive Memphis, including flexible exchange and discounts on suite rentals, special access to the Diamond View Restaurant, and a members collectible at your first home year. Get your pack now by calling 201-464-485 or heading online to Basics.com.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured team of office professionals ready to be your trusted from document creation, output device scanning and workflow, to document security. And we understand people print, printers. Give DCA Imaging a 301-577-021 or find out more. We can help you. DCAing.com. DCA Systems, office technology made easy.
At Luminous Health, we want you to feel your best. This is the time to catch up on your annual health screening. Visit us at our Anne Arundel Center, Doctors Community Medical Center, one of our primary care offices in your neighborhood. At Luminous Health, you are the P. Learn more at Luminous Health. Good.
It's now time for the Bowie Bay Post Game Show. Back to the ballpark with Matt Savoy.
Well, a tense win for me, but a good bounce-back win this evening as we get rolling with Bayside postgame here from PNG Field Altoona after a 3-0 for the Bowie Bay Sox evening over the Altoona Curve. Matt Sabatis with you from the ballpark, Altoona, as we get ready to recap this one, play some key highlights out of the Bowie, and then we'll look around the rest of the Eastern League and the Orioles organization as a whole, see how some of the other teams circuit and in the farm system are up. But first, let's recap. We take all the way back in time to the faraway land of 6-1 p.m. when the first pitch came from Kyle Nicholas to Jordan Westbrook. A 2-0 count, Westbrook saw a pitch he liked and served it over third base. It ate up Riolo, and he really didn't have much for it at all. All that mattered, Westbrook was aboard. He eventually moved to second on a wild pitch, and then to third on a single by Hudson Haskin. Unfortunately, Adam Hall double play and ended the inning before the base could bring an early run across. In the bottom of the first, Altoona quietly against Ryan Watson. A flyout opened it, but then Leover reached on an error at short by Gunnar Henderson. Peguero was then instantly stealing, though, so it wasn't much of an issue against Watson. On to the top of the second inning, and Cody Roberts. After a day after day, he came in and made sure into the lineup loudly.
There's a drive out to left field toward the corner. Sanchez running. He looks up. It is gone. Cody says goodbye. Fourth home run of the season is a lead solo shot here in the second. He leads once again. It's 1-0.
Bay Sox would get another base runner after two quick outs from Nicholas. Andrew Dash walked, but he was left stranded. Fourth run of the season for Roberts, RBI number 20, and it sent us on to the bottom of the as Ryan Watson was trying to hold the lead. Fortunately, that wouldn't happen, as Blake Sable opened by drawing a walk. Be the only one that Watson dealt today, but after striking out Matsky, Aaron Shackelford laid down a single, and it was well executed by both and the runner on base, because Sable at first took off for space, and that drew the eyes and ears of the battery. So Watson and Cody Roberts behind the plate focused on the runner, and as soon as Shackelford laid down that bunt, it's that slight hesitation. The pitcher and the catcher were able to pounce all, and by the time they got there, everyone was, it was a very well-executed single for Aaron Shackelford. That set up a big opportunity for Alvarez to come in with runners at first, second, and one away. Alvarez continued to buoy pitching. Watson sets behind that right ear, drops down to the fires the 1-2. Ball lofted out toward deeper. Dashbach running, looking for the looking up, and it's over his head. One Hall. This could score one run. 2 as the runner from stops at third, but round from second is Sable. He's down. The game is tied at one. Andres Alvarez is one out RBI. That made it a 1-1 game. Finally, though, after that double, Watson, because it was second and third with only one out, the Bay Sox were in quite a pickle. Watson got a ground out to short. Just couldn't go anywhere. Lolo Sanchez to third. The inning was over. One kept it at a tie game, and that set up Bowie for the third to retake the lead. As Jordan Westbrook opened the frame by bouncing a ball short, but Leover Peguero couldn't see it off of his wrist, and he was charged with error. Gunnar Henderson followed with a single right field. It turned out to be his only hit of the game, but it put Jordan Westbrook to third base. And then Hudson Haskins stepped up and gave Bowie the lead again. They both poked their head, trying to see if they could find it. The 2-1. Haskins up to the right field corner. Frazier running back. Squared. And against the warning track, make catch, but that gives Jordan Westbrook. He tags and scores. Bowie in lead. And that's his second night with an RBI and his second night with a sacrifice fly RBI. That gave Bowie the 2-1 advantage. And while they did still get their base runner on, a single by Adam Henderson was caught stealing in the midst inning, and the Bay Sox were limited to one run against Kyle Nick. Ryan Watson, boy, did he take that up and run with it. He picked up a third inning and then struck out two in route to another perfect frame. He straight outs at one point between the end of the second all the way through the end of the fourth. Bay Sox did get some runners ace in the fourth, a one-out walk by J.D. Mundy, and then a single by Andrew Bock. They would unfortunately strand both those runners aboard and send the game on into the... When the Bay Sox got going in the fifth, Connor Henderson struck out swinging, and Ellis was tanked into a bit of a spat. Hudson asking, it was interesting. He'd drawn a 3-0 count, fouled off a fastball from Nicholas, and I'm glad I picked on it as quickly as I did, because the fastball from was about 4 miles an hour slower than where he normally sits, and he was clearly wrong in some way. Because he threw it, he stopped off the rubber and waved for the train his manager. So an immediate pitching change. Something was up with Nichols. Hopefully it's serious. We don't get too many updates on here, especially on the visiting radio. But Haskins stepped up against the new pitcher, Brace, and immediately singled, but he was double play that Adam Holland hit in. And that little turn, as Bowie went down for the second time play, that little bit of life to Altoona, like they were smelling some blood and water as Bowie missed out on another opportunity. In the bottom of the fifth, Andres Alvarez, another double, an automatic double that bent left center field wall. Brent's hit by a pitch to put runners at first and second to start the inning. And then Lolo's laid down a sacrifice bunt to push them both scoring position. But again, just like in the second inning, Watson was not with second and third and only one out. Got Matt Frazier to pop out, and against Jared Triolo. The payoff, Triolo. Popped up, left side, out toward shallow. Henderson backing up, called off by Dickin. He makes a late charge in, scooping at the shoulder. A tense inning verted by Ryan Watson after a leadoff double and a hit by. He strands both runners in position and sends us on to the sixth. Good one for Bowie as they led to. And a lot of this was also helped by the Bowie defense as the day progressed. Top of the sixth, Bowie did get two more, but another double play rances at adding on any more insurance. It didn't matter because in the bottom of the sixth, he singled with two outs. It's caught him trying to steal second. It's off the 0-1, is called a strike, and they got him again. First throws out his second runner, and it's a carbon copy of the first inning. Quick outs, an error at short, caught stealing. Another 2-6. Roberts has nabbed his ninth stolen base attempt this season. Roberts has been excellent. He's now taken out 9 potential stealers in 12 opportunities. At this point, they just might stop running entirely. It's just a rock-solid presence behind the plate. And he would come up later if you stick for the rest of this highlight recap. On to the top of the seventh, the Bay Sox went down in against Brad Case. Valid from Case. Got to give him credit as he finished the back half of this game while coming in a lot earlier than he probably anticipated to. In the bottom of the Altoona went down quietly. They did get a double from Brent Sitta. That extended streak to 8 consecutive games, a season streak for him. But, or rather, Morgan McSweeney was able to keep him quiet. McSweeney finished with 2 scorings of relief. In the top of the 8th, after Hudson Haskins grounded out to third base in the frame, Adam Hall drew a 4-pitch Case. That would be one of only 2 walk Case led up. And Hall, with the speed of his, he's usually one to go first pitch after he reaches. He did. He stole second base. That set up our friend Cody Roberts to get insurance. Into the bag with the 0-2 pitch to Roberts, and it's lofted to left field for a base hit. Let's see if this scores the run. It lies on the grass as Sanchez picks, but it's cut off. RBI single for Cody Roberts. His third A and his second ribby is some insurance for Bowie. They lead 3-1. Turned out that insurance would be very, very necessary. As the game into the bottom of the 8th, Easton Lucas took her on the mound. He struck out Matt Frazier open, but walked Jared Triolo. And another strikeout of Leover Peguero, and it looked Lucas might have been able to get out of the frame quickly. However, an error at shortstop by Gunnar Henderson put the runner to second base in extending. Matt Gorski stepped late, and well, he finally got worse after what was a slow start to the game. In the next break, here's Matt Gorski, lined to short, and off of Henderson's bounce. This is going to score one run. They're just knocking the ball to him constantly. He's coming up short, and I really feel for him. Gorski drives in the run. Probably call that a hit at 107 miles an hour. I don't blame him. But it's a one-run game once again. Boots leads. It's 3-2. Now, because of the early, that run was unearned on Easton Lucas. Doesn't take away the sting still as the game to just that one-run. Fortunately, though, Lucas was able to end the following 2 runners, Stern and Shackelford, to end of the inning and sent to 9th. Brad Case did walk Andrew Dock to open the frame, but another double play, this one hit into by Davis Tavares, the fourth double play that Bowie hit in game, and it led to just a three-down inning for Case. Westberg grounded out to the first base side. In the bottom of the eighth, Bowie went into the bullpen, one final pulled out Jensen Elliott, and boy did he... Andres Alvarez struck out pitches. Brent Sitta lined out hard to third. And Carlos Sanchez, representing the final, Altoona stepped up and grounded out. Fires the 1-0, and it's bounced over to Henderson. Scoops it at the shoulder. Double clutches, fires to first. It's there. The Bowie Bay Sox are winners once again as they take down the Altoona this evening. 3-2. So there's your final. Bowie scores three runs on the sixth consecutive game that the Bay Sox sees 10 hits. They did commit two and left on seven total runners. Altoona scores two runs on six hits. Error, they left on seven. As Watson picks up the win, his third of the season, 3-1. Kyle Nicholas takes the loss. He falls to 0-2. Jensen Elliott earns the save, his first of the season with Bowie. The game was played in 2 hours and 24 minutes. Paid attendance here at People's Natural Gas, 4,627. That's a stark different game we saw yesterday. Bowie, with the win, moves up to 19-2. One-game losing streak is over. The Bay Sox are now 8-18 on the road and 6-8 in games decided by one run. With the loss, Altoona fall 23-26 on the season. Losing streak for the Curve. Altoona is now 12-13 in front of their home crowd at PNG Field and 8-11 in games decided by one. Two sides will meet again tomorrow. Bay Sox will try to pick up their first season win since early May. It'll be a 6 o'clock first pitch with Anfales set to start for Bowie. We'll preview that game more in depth in our next segment. As for now, we step aside and get ready to the Eastern League and the Orioles organization. See how the other squads on the farm are. But again tonight, it's Bowie Altoona 2. We're back after this. You're listening to Bay Sox post game.
A great smile, and Rad Orthodontics is here to be Bay Sox fans. Rad Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or liners, anyone can get this always wanted with our flexible payment options. With two of the country's leading orth right here in the DC area, we love to smile with confidence. So get that smile you deserve. Visit radsmile.ca and book your free consult. That's rdsmile.com for Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Bowie Sox.
Well, it's the most special day of the year at Georgia Stadium, and it comes your way Friday, July 29th. It's the 23rd night presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, the United States Naval Academy Class of 2026, and take in the base as they face off against the Altoona. It all comes your way on Friday, July 29th. Pitch is scheduled for 7:05 with some post-game fireworks. The 20th Navy night at Prince George's Stadium. Tickets now at baysox.com.
From sprains to sore throats to stomach aches and pulled muscles to poison, care is around the corner at Pay First. Walk in to see a doctor 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day of the year. X-rays, lab tests, and prescription drugs are on site, and most major insurance plans are accepted. For root illnesses and injuries, Patient First is here for you. Patient First, the name fits.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day.
One final time to PNG Field in Altoona as we continue on with Bay Sox postgame. Matt Sabatis with you as the Bay Sox take down the Curve today. 3-2. Bowie back on the winning track, won 5 of their last 6 games. But for now, take a look around the Eastern League, see how some of the other teams in the circuit are squared up. There are plenty of games still in hours. A lot of them on a Friday probably got going around 6:30 or 7. There is one doubleheader that's as well. Akron Ishman, they got rained out on Wednesday, and instead of playing the doubleheader Thursday, they elected to play it today. Akron took game 1 of the Twin, but 3 runs in the 3rd, and then again in the 4th, too. They nearly shut out Richmond before Richmond their runs in the top of the 7th. And right now, it's a back and fourth battle in this game. Akron behind 3-0 early. The Squirrels played at 3 runs in the 1st, but then they eventually tied at 3 after 2 innings. Retook the lead in the 3rd with 2 runs. Akron scored a run in the bottom of the 3rd, but now Richmond is pushed back ahead to advantage thanks to a run in the 4th. The top of the 5th now in game 2 at Canal Park, and it's Richmond 6, Altoona 4, as the Squirrels look to split at Twin Bill. Harrisburg was taking it to Erie for quite a time this evening, but the Seawolves are showing safe. Harrisburg collected 5 on 13 hits and led 5-0 after 5.5 innings, but now Erie has put on 3 runs. Game stretches to the 8th inning at UPD Park up in Erie. It's Harrisburg 5, Erie 3. Hartford is rolling Reading right now. They did give up a 4-spot fills in the 4th, but Hartford still leads 9-4 out at Dunkin' Donuts because that game has moved into the sixth inning. And it's a tight one over at Marabito Stadium as Binghamton and Somerset trends in the first inning, and the Pies put on one run in the third, holding on to a slim 2-1 advantage in the best out in New York. One gone today, New Hampshire and Portland rain out at Delta Dental Stadium. They plan to make that up as part of a doubleheader. Around the Orioles organization, it's actually a bit of an interesting day. Teams in the circuit. Aberdeen is in a late push to try and come back from a 3 deficit. They trail just 3-1 for the sixth against Hudson Valley. A late run yesterday after trailing quite a while to win 2-1, so a wheelhouse to make that big jump. Marva is on top of Myrtle Beach in the top of the fourth right now. In South Carolina, it's 5-1 Shorebirds. Norfolk is in danger of blowing a massive lead at the moment. They're in the fifth out at Harbor Park. The Tides put on 4 runs in the first, 2 more runs in the second, and again they led 8-0. Then the Shrimp, that's the Miami affiliate, 4 runs in the fourth. They're currently in the midst of a 3-run top of the fifth inning, so what was an 8th inning game is now an 8-7 game, but Jacksonville doesn't have anyone on, and there are 2 outs in that fifth inning, so Norfolk can quell that rally. They might need to start putting on some insurance soon. Whatever the score that we care about most on this production, and I say it every day, is that of Bowie. Today, it's a big, tense winner, 3-2 over the Altoona. These two sides will meet again tomorrow as the Bay Sox will try to pick up the series. It would be their first series win, 4 of 6 from Harrisburg, headed into the month of May. Actually, 4 of 6. It was only 3 of 5. I forgot about that postponed game that got shifted to next week against the Harrisburg Senators. It's going to be 7 games in 6 days for Bowie. So that was still a series win, but they took 3 of 4 of 6. That's just my say. But the Bay Sox will try 4 of 6 against Altoona and take the field tomorrow. Left-hander Velez will get the start for the Bay Sox. A 1-5 record and a 6.69 ERA. Hitter Luis Ortiz will go the curve. 1-2 record, a 4.74 ERA for Ortiz. Every game this year, 6 o'clock, and tomorrow's no exception, a DCA Imaging Systems pregame show, 5:40. If you've got the time, hope you stop by, but for now, we say goodbye. Thank you for joining us, and Bowie takes down Altoona this evening, 8-2. This is Matt Sabatis, saying talk to you tomorrow.
Thing to Bowie Bay Sox baseball. We hope you enjoyed today's game. It's next time for another exciting broadcast coming up soon. This is a presentation of the Bowie Bay Sox.